Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
But the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. Time of prayer. And I want to welcome those that are listening in from all over the world. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has established and created for such a time as this. We're preparing to take this time to honor our Father, Abba, Elohim, Yahweh, Emmanuel, the name that's above every name. And the word of God said, at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is Lord. Whatever you believe in the Lord for on this day, we're standing in the gap with you, and we believe in God on your behalf. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do, God is a prayer answering God. The word of the Lord God also says the Lord sits upon the circle of the universe. We are just but like grasshoppers. David said in Psalm 55:5. He said, gather my saints, or 17, Psalm 55:17. He said, at morning, at noon, and even at evening will I pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. The power of prayer is echoing all around the world, and lives are being touched. Minister, heal, deliver, set free because of the power of prayer. Do you know your position in the kingdom of God? No one can ever repossess your blessing in the kingdom of God. And God established us as prayer warriors and intercessors and ministry gifts. He established solid and strong point men and point women for the kingdom of God. But when you begin to flow in the operation, the miracle handiwork of the Father manifests itself against the kingdom of darkness. Demons must flee because of the power, the anointing, and the glory of God's hand. God is doing something in this unusual time. It is really changing the mindset of so many men and women of God. So whatever you ask from the Lord for in this season of your life, we stand with you on today, and we believe God is going to move in such a powerful way. And know that his will shall be done. Intercessors, prayer warriors, family members, and friends. God is a miracle-working God. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do, we're standing right now on the word of God in every area, knowing that his will shall be done and his power shall manifest itself. All right. Beginning to go into a powerful time of prayer. Get your heart in the faith. Watch God move over the earth. God bless you on today. Here's my prayer.
The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. You are the all-knowing God. We bless your name this afternoon, Father. We count it an honor, hallelujah, to bow down at your feet and worship you. Hallelujah. You're so worthy. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. You're so all-knowing. Glory be to God. There's nothing you don't see. There's nothing you don't hear. Hallelujah. We thank you that you hear our voices this afternoon, Lord. We thank you, Father, you've kept us right up to this very hour that we may shout out. Glory be to God, most high, most magnificent, most worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, you spoke to me on this afternoon out of Psalms 93. You said clearly, glory be to God, that the ocean is roaring. Hallelujah. The ocean is roaring. Glory. Glory. You seek your face this hour, Lord. You said the ocean is roaring loud. Glory be to God. The sea is pounding hard. My God. And its mighty waves are majestic. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you are more majestic, my God. Yes, you are. You are the great Yahshua. We're so honored to be wrapped in your arms this afternoon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You rule over all. Glory be to God. Yes, you do. You rule over all, my God, in the name of Jesus. And you said your decisions are firm. Your decisions are firm. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. As you spoke to my sister, Barbara stood the test of time on that great morning of April the 9th at 3 in the morning, that she stood the test of time and you were coming for her. And you were firm, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hear me, saints. Glory be to God, hallelujah, that his decisions are firm because he knows what's best for us. Ooh, my belly is churning. Get out of my soul, get out of my sea. Glory, hallelujah. Your decisions are firm, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're standing for, in the name of Jesus, we're standing, glory be to God. Whatever we're calling out, I thank you that you hear our words and you come for our words, glory be to God. You mold and shape us and move us in the way that you would have us to go. You lead and guide us, hallelujah. You lead and guide us and you teach us to know, hallelujah, which direction to go, hallelujah. When we sway to the left and you want us to go to the right, I thank you that you have angels that instead of kept about us, hallelujah. That we dash our foot against the stone, you're there to keep us. My God, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, your shout of victory, hallelujah, over the power of sin and death. Glory be to God. We tremble at your sound, glory. Hallelujah. We tremble at your sound, Father. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father. We ask you, Father, anywhere that we have offended you, glory be to God. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us. We ask you to forgive us anywhere that we have sinned against you. Hallelujah. In word and deed, whatever we've done, Lord, we want to be right with you. We want to walk upright with you. We want to walk alongside you, glory be to God. We want to walk in your footsteps. Hallelujah. We want, hallelujah, that great day to be the day that you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, glory be to God. We need you now, Lord, more in this hour, in this minute than the minutes before. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God is able. Hallelujah. So we ask you to forgive us, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are King, my God, you are King. You are King of the universe. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are King, you are Adonai. Adonai, yes, you are our redemption. I hear you, Lord. You care more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you wash our sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, God, I love you. Glory. We love you so much. No other place we'd ever be. When we look back and know what you've done for us, God, no other place. No other place could we ever be today if it had not been for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tired of being the brightness of your presence. The brightness of your presence today, God. We rejoice all day, hallelujah, because of your saving power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I'm just full of faith, full of his goodness, full of his greatness, his decisions, his love, his peace, his joy. He's our everything, hallelujah. Fight battles. When you tell him about it, he'll go and fight that battle. You stand right with him. He'll go fight that battle for you, glory be to God. And you won't have to open your mouth but to him in that private place. And he will fight the battle. He showed it to me last night. The enemy came and bowed down at my feet. Just speak it to him. Speak what's on your heart. Yes, yes, I'm grateful. The more I come to him, the more you come to him, hallelujah, the more he'll show himself strong in your life. Thank you, Lord, that you are Adonai. Glory, glory, glory. His power makes us strong. Glory be to God. You are truly our shield, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that you heal all our aches and pains today, Father. For those who prayed even before me, glory be to God, in the midnight hour, right up to this hour, glory be to God, and those who pray after me. Touch him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Restore those who pray before and restore those as they go through today. Glory be to God. Come for our words. For we come in the volume of the book that's written of us, the word of God. Hallelujah. The way is perfect, Father. Your word is correct. Glory. You are, hallelujah, our shield. Hallelujah. We run to you for help. No other help we know. Man can't do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We adore you, Father God. You alone are God. In the name of Jesus, your right hand supports us. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, you clear the way for us, Father. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Saints, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere right where you at. At work, at home, hallelujah, if you can get it in you to say it out, Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere, hallelujah, clear the atmosphere, name of Jesus. Clear the way for us, Father. Clear the way. You are a living God. We praise you. We honor you, Father God. You keep us safe. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you answer to heal, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just as in the days of Pharaoh, glory be to God. Just as in the days of Pharaoh when your people were beaten through hard labor. So many here on the line have been beaten down by the cares of life, Lord. I'm calling out to you for them, Lord. I'm calling out to you for myself, for everyone on the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been beaten down by the cares of life. Glory be to God. You said in your word, Father God, your yoke is easy. Hallelujah. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Every hurt, every pain, mold and shape it, cause us to be more glorious for you, Father God. Through it all, Lord, hallelujah. We come to know you. We have a relationship with you. We have history with you because we stood in the clinch. We stood on the cliff. Didn't jump over. We stayed with you, Father, because we know your way is perfect. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. You're so magnificent. Glory, hallelujah. We have a petition now, Father. We have a petition. We're asking you, Father, to touch, hallelujah, to mold, to heal. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Aretha, Miss dear Aretha, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Touch your family today as they go through this time. Hallelujah. I know you're a way maker and your way is great. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't do. We don't have to beg. We just know Abba live. You have shown yourself. You've shown yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Massage every vessel in her granddaughter's body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, mend, hallelujah, shape, glory be to God, mold, line back up, hallelujah, everything that's out of joint, in the name of Jesus. I speak that over my niece, Shakira, as well, glory be to God, who was also in a car accident. You are awesome, and the devil laughed when he thought he had Barbara, when he thought he had Aretha Bryant's granddaughter, when he thought he had my niece. But he lost six fights in everything God doing, good and great. He knows the plans that he has for us to prosper us, to never hurt or harm us. We will walk in your truth today, Father. Bless your name. So grateful. I'm so grateful for the things that you have done in our lives. Glory be to God. And in these things, we shout out to God be the glory. For the blood of Jesus is with us and keeping us. Hallelujah. We just put the blood of Jesus across our doorsteps to know Abba live. Hallelujah. All curses, all diseases shall pass us by. Glory, hallelujah. And it is so. And there will be no backlash. Stand on it. Glory be to God. We are tapping in. Hallelujah, we're tapping in, for the ocean is roaring loud and the sea is pounding hard. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Jehovah. I hear you, Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. 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 Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We bless your name on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for waking us up today, Father God. Starting us on our way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for giving us strength on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are our help, as the woman of God prayed before me said, Sister Cheesy, Evangelist Cheesy, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, that you would pour back into her, Father God. Everything that she poured out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would strengthen her now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would continue, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, to move in the midst of her family, Father God, with the loss of her sister, Father God, that you would continue, oh God, to uplift them with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for the new levels that you're taking her to, Father God, in you, Father God, the new depths that you're taking her to in you, Father God. And we just give you the praise and the glory, oh God, hallelujah, for that mantle, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that's on her life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just give you the glory and the honor, even for the blowing of the shofar, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that victory, Father God, hallelujah, is on every hand, hallelujah, in every area of your people's lives, Father God. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, we bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For then move by your spirit for the mother, God. Move, hallelujah, in the detail, the situations concerning their lives and every detail, God. Glory, hallelujah. Overturn, oh God, every assault of the enemy, Father God. Every attack, oh God, we drive it back in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you, God. We just want to praise you. We just want to bless you, God. And Father God, even as we enter in on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. We gird our loins with the belt of truth, oh God, and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, oh God, hallelujah. We pick up our shield of faith, which is quenching every fiery dart of the enemy, oh God. We put on our helmet of salvation, oh God, and we pick up our sword, which is your word, Father God, and we just thank you for covering us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, each and every intercessor, oh God, glory, hallelujah, covering each and every person, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you would forgive us of every sin, oh God, of omission and commission, oh God. Everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, every thought, Father God, hallelujah, we give you the praise and we give you the glory, hallelujah, for your, oh God, for your forgiving power flowing right now on all of us, Father God, and your people all over the world, and even upon this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would wash us right now, soak us and saturate us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, pardon every sin, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that was not pleasing in your sight, Father God, everything that was a stench to your nostrils, Father God, oh God, glory, hallelujah, forgive us on today, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, toss these sins, Father God, into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, help us to forgive others of their trespasses against us, that you would indeed forgive us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of every sin, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you on today, Father God. And Father God, we want to lift up, Father God, the homeless on today, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would move by your spirit for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would open doors for them that no man can close, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you would plant them in new situations, housing situations, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're taking them off the streets, Father God, that you're giving them permanent situations, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and even speak to their minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to receive the help that you're sending, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Some have been in a situation so long, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they got complacent, they got comfortable in the situation, oh God. So don't allow them to reject your help, Father God, but let them take the help, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray, Father God, for those that are hungry, that you would feed them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would fill their cupboards, Father God, that you would fill their refrigerators, Father God, that you would fill their bellies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they would experience no more lack, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel lack right now off of your people right now, oh, God, and we send it back into the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that you're making your people the head and not the tail. You're making them above and not beneath. You're making them the lenders and not the borrowers. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that wealth is being released amongst your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you for the open doors, oh, God, and the opportunities, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that is falling upon your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. And, Father God, we're lifting up the children on today. Father God, we lift up the children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, before you, Father God. We lift up each and every child, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, of ours, Father God, and even yours, Father God, even the adult children of yours, Father God, the babies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the youth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the adolescents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we lift them up before you, the young adults, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, and we pray right now, Father God, that you would place a hedge of protection around them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would keep them in safety and peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you will redirect their steps, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We order their steps, Father God, and we break the back of rebellion off of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for placing them on the destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for uncovering their purpose to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so they might walk there in it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're excelling them academically, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, those that are in school and, oh, God, and those that are going to college, those that are graduating, Father God, hallelujah, in June, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In May, Father God, glory, hallelujah, wherever the graduation date is, Father God, we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are excelling them, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those in college, those in, hallelujah, elementary school, Father God, those even in the daycares, oh, God, in the preschools, Father God, those that are in, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, the high schools, Father God, we thank you that you're moving upon them, Father God, and you're divinely protecting them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that all these things that mean them no good, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they're being cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up the drugs and the alcohol abuse, Father God. We bind up the premarital sex, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And, oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that Satan, hallelujah, his plans against them will not prevail, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Well, we just thanking you, God, for covering them, Father God, even the babies in utero, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the infants, Father God. We thank you, God, that they will make it safely to the earth realm, Father God, with no complications. Oh God, the mothers that are carrying these children, Father God, cover them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we're praying for the parents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, raise the parents up, Father God, in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so they're able to raise their children up in you and the grandchildren. We cover them, Father God. We lift up, Father God, Rita Bryant, Father God, and her family, Father God. We lift up her granddaughter, Father God. Hallelujah, Tiana, Father God, before you, Father God. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for you bringing her through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that the enemy did not get that opportunity. He wanted to snuff her out, Father God, but she's still amongst the living. So we give you the praise. We give you the honor, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for touching her body right now. We thank you for divine healing taking place right now, Father God. We thank you, God, for you doing your own corrective surgery right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, do it right now for her, Father God. Touch right now, Father God. Heal her, Father God. Set her free, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that she has a great destiny, Father God. And we thank you, God, that her destiny will not be cut off. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, now be with the family, Father God. Encourage them and strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we're praying for all of the children, Father God, and those that have been in accidents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, that your healing virtue is flowing upon them now, Father God, and you're strengthening them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind up accidents on the roadways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up accidents in the airways, Father God. We bind up those accidents, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. for pedestrians walking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The trains, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up the accidents, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. The buses, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for covering them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we send every accident that the enemy is trying to plot and plan right back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. And the destruction that is laid waste at noonday, we bind that up as well, oh God. That murdering spirit, oh God, we send it back to the pit of hell. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. All spirits of accusation, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that the enemy would try to bring upon your people, we send that back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God, for moving by your spirit for your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're lifting up the elderly on today. Oh God, we thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for covering them and keeping them, strengthening them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Any aches and pains they may be going through, Father God, we thank you, God, that the pain is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for sending help to the elderly, Father God. Help them in whatever capacity they need help in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, send people that will take time with them and sit with them, listen to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor for what you're doing for the elderly. Oh, God, and we pray for the widows on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be a rest upon them, Father God. Speak to their hearts and their minds, Father God, even in the lonely hours when they miss their spouses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Minister to their hearts, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And send help to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, we're praying for the bereaved families on today, Father God. We thank you, God, for the bereaved, for what you're doing in the bereaved family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're, hallelujah, for how you're lifting them up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're strengthening them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're right there with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're catching every tear, Father God, even the broken hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're mending back the pieces, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak peace over the bereaved families, Father God. We speak love over the bereaved families of today, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor for meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for the lost today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray that they would come to know you for themselves, Father God, like never before, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The praise, we give you the glory that they would establish a right relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And get on their assignment, hallelujah, and the purpose that you have for their lives, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying for those in back certain states on today, Father God. We're praying right now, Father God, that you are bringing back the prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, to you, their first love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as they cry out for and repent to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are accepting them wholeheartedly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're cleansing them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're dusting them off, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're placing them right back, hallelujah, on their assignments for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that their hearts will burn, hallelujah, all the more for you, Father God. They will have a heart for you, oh God, that fire, hallelujah, will burn on the inside of them, and they will get running on the purpose, oh, God, driven for their lives, and that's for each of us, Father God. Let us have a real heart for you, a true heart for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, run for you like never before, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And, Father God, we're praying for the minds of your people on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would bring the people out of these carnal, delusional mindsets, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cast those carnal and delusional mindsets right down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But you will loosen the mind of Christ Jesus within your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us think like Christ Jesus, oh God. Let us behave like Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let us have that love for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us be that living sacrifice for you, Father God, that Christ Jesus was. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, these mind-binding spirits, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up confusion right now, Father God, and we send it back to dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind up the fear of man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we lose the spirit of faith in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up those spirits of fear of failure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because we know we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so give us, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, confidence, Father God, in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we bind up all this mind-controlling spirit, Father God, that octopus puts in that squid spirit, Father God. We bind it up right now, and we send it back to dry places. We bind up the mental pressure, oh, God, on today, Father God. Hallelujah. And we send it back to the pit of hell, oh, God. We bind up mental pain right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we send it back to dry places. We bind up the migraines, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to dry places, oh, God. We bind up mental illness on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up insanity, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to dry places. We bind up madness, and we send it back to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up mania and retardation, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind up schizophrenia and paranoia. And then hallucination spirits, we send back to dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God, for moving by your spirit for your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those that are sick in their body, Father God, touch right now, Father God. Heal right now. Set free and deliver right now, Father God. Every single, hallelujah, condition, oh God, illness, Father God, known to man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel it off of your people's lives, the cancer. We send it back to dry places. Oh, God, the high blood pressure, we send it back to dry places. That diabetes, we send it back to dry places. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spine issues, we send back to dry places, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for delivering right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. That Alzheimer's, we send back to dry places, the memory loss, Father God. We send back to dry places, the memory recall, Father God. We send back to dry places, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, flashback. Oh God, we send back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hurtful memories, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. We painful memories, oh God, we send back to dry places, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, blocked memories, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we send back to dry places, oh God, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory, and we're binding up those spirits, Father God, of suicide, oh God, depression and oppression, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we loose, hallelujah, life and life more abundantly upon your people, Father God. Glory to your name, we loose, hallelujah, peace and love upon your people, Father God, on today, Father God, hallelujah. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh God, and we speak to those kidneys on today, Father God, and we command those kidneys to function how you designed them to function, Father God. Glory to your name. And, Father God, those waiting for kidneys, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're catapulting their names to the top of the list, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the call they shall receive, hallelujah, that the kidneys, hallelujah, is available to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God. Those, hallelujah, with heart conditions, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you that those heart palpitations are leaving right now, oh, God. We thank you that congestive heart failure, hallelujah, has been canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We binding up those strokes and heart attacks, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. For you doing a heart change, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Spiritual heart change, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for you going in and doing open heart surgery right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're binding up and canceling, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That stony heart and giving the people a heart of flesh, Father God. A true heart after you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Now, Father God, we speak to the liver on today, and we command it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To come under the obedience of your word, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're healing that liver right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your reconstruction. Trusting it right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for touching that pancreas right now, Father God. We command that pancreas to from the golden instant right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Touch right now, Father God, the joints, Father God, of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the cells of your people, Father God. Restore the cells, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, heal the joints, oh God, the muscle pains, Father God, the muscle spasms, the nerve spasms. We cancel them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, touch every single nerve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, get into the brain, Father God, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch the, oh God, that occipital nerve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch each and every part of the brain, the cortex, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God. Hallelujah, for shifting it right now. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, for touching the medulla, Father God. We thanking you, God, right now, Father God. Hallelujah, for touching the cerebellum and the cerebrum, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Alter the minds of your people. Alter the thoughts of your people, Father God. Do it now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, it's a 911 for the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, shift it right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we bind up every single principality on today. Everything that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power, oh God. Every fiery dart of the enemy is being launched at your people right now, Father God. We reach up and we intercept and cast it down right now, right back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against them shall be condemned. Oh God, we thank you, God, that this is the heritage, oh God, of your children, of your people. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up the witchcraft on today, Father God, that white magic, that black magic, that hoodoo, that voodoo, that Santeria, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, those hexes and vexes. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, those taboos, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That Ovia, we bind up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pull down, Father God, and cast out, Father God, every single curse that's been sent at your people, Father God, every cell, we break it now. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. We call your people out of their sleep, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Wake them right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And Father God, we thwart and we frustrate, oh God, and cancel, oh God, the encounter act, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Those counterfeit spirits, Father God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that are come against your people, your anointed vessels, oh God. And we send the plans of the enemy, oh God, back to drive, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we drive back and destroy and demolish and dismantle, Father God. Oh God, the lie of spirits on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel those fast-tell Jezebel spirits on today, Father God. We cancel all spirits of manipulation on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to dry places, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you, God, for pulling the covers, oh God, off the devil today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I speak maximum exposure on today, Father God, of everything that the enemy is trying to do against your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I declare the victory on today. Victory, victory, victory. Even as that shofar was blown, victory, hallelujah, shall be our portion, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Victory on every hand, oh God. Victory, Father God, hallelujah, over our finances. Victory over our health, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Victory, hallelujah, in the courtroom. Victory in the operating rooms, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory for your people, oh God, and we thank you. Now, Father God, give us due right spirits on today. Father God, calls us to walk in obedience, oh God, towards you, Father God. Let us obey you, Father God, as we hear you, Father God, hallelujah, because you said we hear you, Father God, hallelujah. We can play like we don't, but we hear you, Father God, because you said your people hear your voice, your sheep hear your voice. So we hear you, Father God. We have a, oh God, we have a reality of right and wrong, Father God. So let us walk in right, walk upright, Father God, and do the right thing as opposed to doing the wrong thing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just want to bless you, God. We want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know as we seek thee first, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, all things will be added unto us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. All we got to do is stay, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, connected to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We don't have to try to make things happen, mm-hmm. Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because when we stay connected to you, all things will be added unto us, Father God. So we thank you, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just bless your name on today, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, against every single backlash. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Every single spirit of retaliation because of these prayers, Father God. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are the saving grace for your people. Oh, God, you are our strong tower. The righteous can run in and be safe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you for what you're doing right now. We thank you, God, for the promises, oh, God, that are being unleashed unto your people today. Father God, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your people, Father God, your true people, your true vessels, Father God. We thank you for those promises being unleashed unto them on today, Father God, because you said the promises to your people is yes and amen, oh God. And we just give you the praise and the glory, hallelujah, for your word is true, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything you promise is true, Father God. Your words go out to accomplish exactly what you sent them to accomplish, never returning back to his void. So we just stand on your word today. Oh, God, help us to maintain a posture, Father God, of expectancy, Father God. Help us to stand in faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and not doubt, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but keep on trusting you, Father God, because you said in your word in Psalms 37 and 5, commit your ways to me, trust me, and I will bring the path that expected in. So, Father God, help us on today. Father God, give us staying power. Oh, God, don't allow us to quit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we're right at the brink of the blessing, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We're right, manifestation is at our feet, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, don't let us throw in the towel. Father God, don't let us get weary and well-doing, because you said in your word, in due time we'll reap if we faint not. So, Father God, help us on today. We love you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For what all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Hallelujah. This is the beautiful day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just honor you. We bless your holiness. Hallelujah. Your righteousness. You are King of kings, our Lord of lords, oh God. You are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, Father, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for watching over us, God. We thank you for hearing the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. We thank you, Lord God, because your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Father, because we can do all things through you who strengthen us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we're complete in you, who's the head of all principality and power. God, we thank you that you're a lamp into our feet and a light into our pathway, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, power, lead and guide us into all truth. It's a comforter to us, a helper. We thank you for the Holy Ghost power of help, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen each and every one of us, each and every believer, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. For your glory, be glorified in what we say and do, God. Hallelujah, Father. Speak through us, our lips of clay, God. Hallelujah. Let us not do anything for vain glory, oh God, or to be seen of man, oh God, but be glorified in what we say and what we do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our pastor and our prophet and our leader today. Hallelujah. Prophet LaRon Matthews, oh God, we ask you to cover him in the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, meet every need, oh God. Hallelujah. Order his steps continually in your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Cause him to meet the divine connections that you have purposed and predestined and planned for his life. Hallelujah. Even at such a time as this, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Give him the desires of his heart, Father. We thank you, oh God, that he desires to please you. He desires to delight in your presence. He desires to fulfill your word and your will and your way, God. So we ask you to just cover him on today in a special way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Help him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation. We bind spirits of sickness and disease that will come against our leader today, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that he will not be smite it, hallelujah, or strike, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but that he will go forth in the power and demonstration that you have called him to, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you have taught his hands to ward, his fingers to fight, that a bow of steel is broken in his arms. We thank you, Lord God, for the great intercession, hallelujah, the great prayer warriors, hallelujah, that's prayer warrior that's on his life in the name of Jesus. We thank you that he's a mighty man of valor, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to bless him and bless his children, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every spirit of distraction, Father. Bless his ministry on today. Bless all those sons and daughters that are connected, hallelujah, all the covenant partners in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless them, touch them, and heal them in a special way, oh God, hallelujah. Bless the fivefold ministry leaders on today, hallelujah, in the body of Christ and in this ministry that he is overseeing, oh God, all the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, oh God, hallelujah, all those that walk in the spirit and the office, oh God, that you have called them to walk forward in at such a time as this, God. Bless the administrations, bless the help, bless the servants, hallelujah, bless the media, oh God, bless the social workers, oh God, the counselors, oh God, the teachers, God, everyone that has a part in the body, oh God, hallelujah, cause us to function in the fullness of the Godhead in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Bless LaRon Matthews' ministry financially, oh God, hallelujah. Bless us with new inventions and witty ideas, oh God, hallelujah. Let the resources be there, Father. We thank you that everything we need is in this house and in the ministry of LaRon Matthews' ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So bless the leaders that's connected to him, hallelujah. Bless their houses, bless their children, bless their homes, bless their basket, bless their store, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the leaders on today, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, Administrator Aretha Bryant on today, God. We just thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her obedience, oh God. We thank you for her timeliness, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you're watching over her and her children and her grandchildren, God. We thank you, oh God, for blessing her granddaughter, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for not allowing the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy her life, Father. Hallelujah. But you came, oh God, to sustain her, oh God. Hallelujah. And giving her life, oh God, and that she may have life more abundantly, God, because you are the life giver, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, that you bound the hand of death. You bound the hand of the enemy that would try to come and to destroy her life, hallelujah, to wreck her life, hallelujah, to cause her not to be able to function, God. We decree and declare total, complete healing in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that you are causing her body to align back up with the word of God, oh God, that she will be able to, hallelujah, go forth and function just as she has in the past and even in a greater magnitude with a great testimony over her life, God. We thank you for healing that family right now, hallelujah, even the son, oh God. We thank you for comforting him, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every spirit that will try to come and cause him to have a backlash, hallelujah, a backlash of things that happen, we curse it in the name of Jesus, and we cancel those words and assignments, and we decree and declare victory over that family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we cover that family in the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we cover each and every family that's connected with, hallelujah, Ron Matthews' ministry in the blood of Jesus. We bind up all accidents, all trouble, all hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to loose your ministering angels, your warring angels, your messenger angels, your guardian angels to go with us, go before us, hallelujah, to lead and guide us, oh God, to make the pathway clear and the crooked road straight, in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We cover this phone line in the blood of Jesus. We cover each and every family in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We cover all our possessions in the blood of Jesus. And we bind up the hand of the enemy, hallelujah, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind up every spiritual wickedness in high places, every principality, hallelujah, every rule of darkness, hallelujah. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we serve you notice, that your works, hallelujah, will not prevail. They may form, but they will not prosper against us God, for our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the spirit of the intercessors on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer warriors on today. We ask you to cover each and every intercessor, cover each and every prayer warrior. We bind up backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. We cancel the words of the enemy that sit up in the atmosphere. We command those words to fall, hallelujah, into the dry places, to fall on deaf ears. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare those words will not prosper. We condemn it because we are the servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of the Lord God. Hallelujah. We are the heritage of the Lord God. Hallelujah. And our righteousness is of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, it is of Jesus that we live, move, and have our being. So we thank you, oh God, for our children on today, our young adults, our teenagers, God. We ask you to continue to minister to their hearts, continue to minister to their mind. Wake them up, oh God. Let them hear your clarion call. Hallelujah. Let them hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The day they hear your voice, oh God, let them not harden their hearts, oh God, like in the day of provocation as in the day of rebellion, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children, oh God, hallelujah, those that you are calling for at such a time as this shall hear your word, oh God. And we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you will stir them, that you will draw them, Father. Hallelujah. We know your word said they cannot come into you unless you draw them, God. But you also said in your word, Father God, it is your desire, oh God, and you desire that all men shall be saved, Father. So all those men and women, sons, daughters, children, oh God, hallelujah, that can hear your word, oh God, give them a desire, oh God. Give them a will and a mindset to be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your house will be adorned, oh God, and you will be glorified in what we say and do, oh God, as we worship you in the beauties of holiness, oh God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, bound before your presence, worshiping you in spirit and truth, oh God, saying holy, 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 oh God. Hallelujah, let those souls come forth, God, and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be connected? What must I do to be a child of God? What must I do to see the kingdom of God? What must I do to be, hallelujah, enter the kingdom of God? In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, we ask you to crown them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. You said you give wisdom, oh God, freely, and you upbraided it not, oh God. So let them ask for wisdom, oh God, on how to be born again. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, place those in their pathway, oh God. Hallelujah, that will teach them, oh God. Hallelujah, that will instruct them, oh God, that will lead and guide and help them, oh God, how to be born again, born of your spirit and born of your water, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may enter into your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, let us be in the right place at the right time, God, to water, hallelujah, those that you open the door for us to put water on, God. Hallelujah, let us be in the right place at the right time, oh God. Hallelujah, to plant, hallelujah, the word of God, the seed of God into those you would give us, hallelujah, to plant into, oh God. Hallelujah, because we know that you will give the increase, oh God. So be, hallelujah, God, in our midst, oh God, leading and guiding us into all truth, oh God, leading and guide our life, oh God, hallelujah, to the predestined place, oh God, that you have purposed for us at such a time as this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all the elders, oh God, hallelujah, all the mothers and the fathers, Father. We pray for Pastor Leron Matthew, our overseer's father, God, Pastor Nathaniel, oh God, Matthews, oh God, cover him in the blood of Jesus, oh God, strengthen his heart, strengthen his mind, oh God, continue to strengthen his body, oh God, continue to strengthen his bones, oh God, continue to cause him to be solidified and strong, hallelujah, in the word that you've given him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to continue to increase him, oh God, into that which you would have him to know, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you're continuing to open up his understanding, oh God. We thank you that you're continuing to be a light, hallelujah, upon him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as you continue to bless him with health and strength, oh God. Bless his resources, Father. Bless his finances. Bless his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless our overseer, Lamar Matthews, mother Susan Matthews, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to comfort her, oh God. Continue to give her peace that passes understanding in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her in her inner might, oh God, in her inner man, Father. Hallelujah. We war against every war and spirit that will war against her. We war against every prince principality that will war against her. We cancel those assignments. We thank you for blessing her, God. We thank you for blessing her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We thank you for blessing her spiritual, hallelujah, mindset, oh God, and her natural mindset. We thank you for blessing her organs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of inflammation, oh God, sickness, disease, oh God, anything that you, the enemy was trying to put upon her. Father, we thank you for deterring it, oh God. I take Hobo Satayan and canceling it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that they shall have long life, Father. We thank you for all of our mothers, oh God, all of our fathers, hallelujah, in the gospel, oh God, even those in the natural world, oh God. Wake them up, oh God. You say you call the strong because they know, you call the old because they know the way, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, cause the old to know your way, Father. Not just their way, but to know your way, oh God. Lead and guide them into all truth, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Loose a spirit of humility upon them, oh God. Hallelujah, those that are aged, hallelujah, in the land, oh God. Loose a spirit of humility upon them, oh God, that they will be yielding, oh God. Hallelujah, to learn more from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to continue to bless our mothers and our fathers, oh God. Hallelujah, we entreat them as our elders, oh God, and we ask you to continue to strengthen them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Cause, hallelujah, that light, hallelujah, of perception, oh God, from you to shine in their eyes, oh God. Cause that light of perception to be heard in their ears, oh God, and in their heart, oh God. Continue to write your truth, oh God, in their laws and in their mind as they continue to grow older, oh God, with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Let it come from you, oh God. You are the greater one. Greater are you that are in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for our government on today. Hallelujah. We most of all thank you for the kingdom of God government. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that that government shall have no end, Father. And the government that we pray for in the natural, Father, we just thank you for, God. We pray for those, oh God, hallelujah, that are in authority, Father, in the name of Jesus, for kings, oh God. We stand in supplication and prayer requests, oh God, concerning our government, God, in the name of Jesus. You see the corruption, oh God, in the government, Father. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you are our supreme authority, Father. You are our sovereign God, our ruler, our omnipotent, oh God, our preeminent one, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we, your people that are called by your name, stand in the gap and make up the hedge, oh God. We stand in session for intercession for our government in the natural, God. We desire to lead a quiet and peaceful life, oh God, in all godliness and honesty, oh God. So we pray for our governments, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You are in charge of this world. You are in charge of this universe. You are in charge, hallelujah, of the systems that they have created, oh God. Hallelujah, that is against your will, oh God. That is against, hallelujah, your purpose, Father. So we ask you to move accordingly, oh God, to your will, your way, and your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for healing over your people today. Heal your people, oh God, naturally and spiritually and physically, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal mindsets, heal mental disabilities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal people that have broken hearted, oh God. Hallelujah, you said those that are broken hearted, oh God, and contrite spirits, you will not cast out, Father. So heal on today, Father. Hallelujah. Heal, oh God. Hallelujah. And save, oh God. We lose healing and salvation amongst your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bind these principalities and power that comes to steal our life, that comes to steal, hallelujah, our healing, that comes to steal our minds, that comes to steal our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. We bind every principality and power. We take authority over you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we pray your word on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, you said it in your word, God. Hallelujah, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, oh God. Hallelujah. Not laying again the foundation of repentance and from dead works and of faith to a God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we will not have to continue, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, oh God. Those that are mature, oh God, and those that are not mature, oh God. Hallelujah. That they will come into perfection, hallelujah, in your word and come into perfection, oh God. Hallelujah. And building and not laying again the foundations of the basic principles, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, you, oh God, that you forgive us for sins, from sins. God, we thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, you forgive us from sins of omission and commission. But God, we thank you that we're moving into a perfection, oh God. We're moving to a perfection because your word is perfect, God. Hallelujah. We, our righteousness is as filthy rags, oh God, but it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. So God, we thank you for your word on today, oh God. Hallelujah. That we're not laying again the foundation, oh God. Hallelujah. Of repentance, oh God. Having to repent, hallelujah, from falling into the same sins, hallelujah, of a baby that's like a baby that keeps falling down on the ground, Father. Hallelujah. But we're working, oh God, to a perfection, oh God, because we're standing in your word, oh God. You say your word that we hid in our heart, oh God, that we may not sin against you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're studying, oh God, to show ourselves strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a workman that need not be ashamed but rightly dividing the word of truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the victory today. We thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We would not lay the foundation of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on hands and of resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And this will we do, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, if you permit it. Hallelujah. But for it is impossible for those, oh God, it is impossible for us, oh God, who have been enlightened and have tasted of your heavenly gift, oh God, and we that are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. We've tasted the good word, oh God, and the powers of the world to come, oh God. Hallelujah. We will not fall away, oh God, to renew ourselves again to repentance, oh God. Hallelujah, because we would crucify you then, oh God. Hallelujah, bring you to an open shame, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we desire to please you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our desire is to please you, God. We don't want to hurt you. We don't want to crucify you again, oh God, but you have paid the price for us to have life, hallelujah, and have it more abundantly, oh God, and to have life eternally, God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word on today. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the earth, hallelujah, that when drinketh in the rain cometh upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receive the blessings from God. So God, we thank you for sending down your rain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It comes upon us, oh God, and it brings forth fruit, God, some 30, 60, and 100 fold, oh God. Hallelujah. You dress us, oh God, to receive blessings from you, oh God, as we receive your rain from heaven, your blessings from heaven, oh God. We praise you, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, but you said in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, but those that, hallelujah, bear thorns and briars is rejected and is near into cursing, whose end is to be burned, Father. Oh God, cause them to turn, oh God. Cause them to be transformed, oh God. Cause them to be converted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be amongst the cursings, hallelujah, and be burned up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, you said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things, oh God. Hallelujah, things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak, God. For God is not unrighteous to forget, hallelujah, our work and labor of love, God. Hallelujah, you know we have worked for the kingdom. We working to advance the kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah, we working, oh God, to take care of kingdom business, oh God, because we desire when we see you, oh God, you'll say, hallelujah, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many, God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you will not forget, hallelujah, hallelujah, you, for God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love which you have showed toward us, oh God, and showed to your name, the things we show to your name, hallelujah, and that we minister to the saints and do minister. We do plant seeds and we do, hallelujah, water, oh God, that you may give increase to your souls, oh God, even those souls that are lost, oh God, and those souls that need to mature and to be elevated, hallelujah, in you and grow in you, God, hallelujah, that they may bring forth good fruits of righteousness, oh God, fruits of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we desire that every one of you do the same diligence to the full assurance of hope and to the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise, God. We thank you for the promises, oh God. We thank you for the promise, oh God, that we shall inherit your promises, oh God. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen, oh God. We thank you for being faithful, oh God. You are faithful in truth. Hallelujah. For God, when you made promise to Abraham, oh God, hallelujah, because you could swear by no greater, oh God. You swear by yourself, Father. Hallelujah, God. You looked at yourself, oh God, and you stepped out of yourself, yourself, oh God, and you stepped into Abraham and you looked at yourself, oh God. Hallelujah. And you said, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So after you stepped out of yourself and looked at yourself, oh God, you blessed yourself, oh God. So we thank you for these promises, our yes and amen, oh God, because there's nobody greater that you could have swore by, but you swore by yourself, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. So after we patiently endure, oh God, in obedience, oh God, we shall obtain the promise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you for our obedience, oh God. We thank you, even as the intercessor, Providence Father, said, we're going to do right, oh God. We got to do right, Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as we do right in obedience to you, oh God, hallelujah, delight in your word, delighting to please you, hallelujah, that you will take pleasure, oh God, in the prosperity of your servant, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And even in Isaiah 16:18, you said, violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're raising us. You're raising our anointing. You're raising us, oh God. You're raising us to please you. You're raising us to obey you. You're raising us, oh God, hallelujah, to be that tree, oh God, that set upon a hill, oh God, that cannot be healed, oh God. You're raising us, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that as you're raising us, our salvation wall shall be called raised, oh God. Hallelujah, as you're raising us, our praise gate shall be called raised, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, for all these blessings and your word, oh God. And bless the intercessors that went forth before me and after me. Hallelujah, thank you for your shofar, ekorase, kumande, labosa. Hallelujah, you speak by your spirit through your shofar. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for blessing prophetess, Sister Teasley, Evangelist Teasley on today, God, and her family in the name of Jesus, and the loss of their loved one, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless intercessor Walinda Brown on today, oh God, in a special way. Hallelujah. All these prayers we ask you in Jesus' great and mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name today. We glorify you and we magnify you. We exalt the name of the living God, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We come in agreement today, Lord, with all of the prayers that have been prayed, that have been lifted up before you. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would take them in as a sweet evening incense in the nostril of your mouth. God, we thank you right now, and we glorify you, and we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you for interceding for us, Jesus. We thank you for dispatching your legions of angels around you and camp about us to protect us. We thank you for watching over, oh God, our children, Lord God, and keeping them safe, Lord, even when the attacks come against them, Lord God. You dispatch your guardian angels to lift them up, God, out of the trouble, out of the danger, out of harm's ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, protecting them even when the enemy has touched them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt the name of the living God, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We give you all the honor and the glory right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We are thankful. We are grateful, Lord God. We have no complaints, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called to his purpose. No matter what we're going through, God, in the name of Jesus, it did not come to destroy us nor to perish us, oh God. Your plan, oh God, for us is to bless us, to strengthen us, to keep us, and to heal us, oh God, and to make us the vessels that you called us to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the kingdom, Lord God. We just want to thank you this morning, this afternoon, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true, Lord God, and it will not fail, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one drop nor tittle of your word will pass, Lord God. We give you glory right now, Lord God, that we walk in the confidence of your word and of your strength and of your love, Lord God, that you love us unconditionally, Lord God, that you meet us right where we are, God, in the name of Jesus, that when sin abound, God, grace does so much more abound, Lord God. We just want to thank you.
We thank you for the indwelling of your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of your Holy Spirit within us, that you make us the righteous ones, oh God, through that blood of God, the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping us and strengthening us, oh God, day by day, that we die daily to ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The more we take on of you, Lord, the more we come in the closer range with you, the more that we get in your word, the more that we embrace what you say, God, in the name of Jesus, the more that we receive of your correction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. We thank you, Lord, for answering us, oh God. When we cry out, Lord God, we have this confidence that you will hear us, Lord, and that you speedily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, watch over your word and hastily to perform it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for answered prayers this week, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those prayers that we have lifted up, God, of your people being sick, your people needing help, your people needing deliverance, your people needing the natural needs, Lord God, you have supplied them. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the master physician, Lord God. You're the keeper and the regulator of the mind. When the enemy came in like a flood, Lord, you lifted up a standard against him, Lord God. I thank you right now for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you have guarded our minds, guided our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our prayers were effective and fervent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and they moved, hallelujah, because of the faith and the power of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to hear and to move over them, Lord God, and cause those things that we pray to come back in alignment. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you for guiding the physician's hands, Lord, the surgeon's hands, Lord God, over Tiana, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you're strengthening those bones even now, that hip, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you're realigning it, Lord God, that you're healing it from the inside out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you're causing those arteries and those veins, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those ligaments to be healed and strengthened, oh God, even now you're speaking, oh God, you laid your hands up on her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you're bringing it in alignment in the name of Jesus. You're touching her heart and her mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prayers of the saints that availeth much, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being in the body of Christ of love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to pray one for another that they may be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that it's unconditional, Lord God. No matter what we go through, no matter what the weakness is, you are the strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When we need to be forgiven, you are a forgiver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When we need to be lifted, you are the lifter of our heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You let your face to shine upon us, your countenance shine upon us, Lord God, and you give us peace, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Lord God. We bless your name today. We thank you, God, that you're binding up every sickness, every disease in the name of Jesus. You have already crushed the enemy's head, Lord God, and you've already nailed those things to the cross in the name of Jesus. So we access it now according to your word. With your stripes, we are healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open our hearts, open our minds, oh God, to the spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus, that will give us wisdom, understanding, oh God, knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, how to overcome these things in our body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will walk according to your will and your way, God, and those things that you allow to stay, God, that thorn, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as you did Paul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we know that your grace is sufficient for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We decree healing over the mindsets, oh God, mental healing, oh God. We come in agreement, that that was prayed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for touching, oh God. Thank you for touching my grandson, oh God, that you continue to move it on his mind, oh God, and cast the devil out and cast them away from our young people, oh God, from the addictions, oh God, the things that they try, the things that they put in their bodies, oh God. We bind up the enemy for trying to come and kill, steal, and destroy them. But we have prayed for them, hallelujah, just as Jesus said to Peter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The devil desires to sift us as wheat, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Desires to sift our children, to sift their dreams, sift their destinies, their purpose. But we prayed for them. We stood in the gap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we prayed for them. Hallelujah. Jesus made the intercession for us. We just want to thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We don't doubt you, Lord God. We don't look at what we see. We walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We depend on you, Lord God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, Lord, we belong to you. You are our God, and we are your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our unbroken covenant, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, one that cannot be broken. We just want to glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for lifting the hearts and comforting the spirit of the persons, oh God, that have lost loved ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch my family, Lord God. Touch Sister Teasley's family, Lord God. Touch the three young boys here in Kenosha, their families, Lord God, and the loss of their family, of their sons, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help our children to walk in wisdom, Lord God. Help them to seek you, Lord God. Help us to teach them by precept and example the love of God, the wisdom of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are great and greatly to be praised. That the earth is praising you, the trees are praising you, the birds are praising you, the sky, the firmament, all is praising you, because you are the creator and sustainer, oh God, of everything that you have made, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for keeping our hearts pure, God, in the name of Jesus. And every day we pray, create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit, oh God. Let our spirit be right, Lord God, in spite of what's going on in the earth realm, Lord God. Let us walk in the agape love of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In spite of what it feels like, in spite of what the enemy throws, the darts and the throws at us, oh God, we will be comforted. We will be protected by our shield of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we will not fear, God, in the name of Jesus, of those arrows that are going through the day, and neither the terror by the night, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We will be not fear, God, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you right now for it, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the dreams and the aspirations of our young people, the desire, oh God, the things that come to pass for them. But Lord God, you give them the desires of the heart, the desires that you have set for them, the desires that will eternally bless their lives and take them into their purpose and their destiny, that will bring them into prosperity and bring them into good success, Lord God, that will raise them up to make them be whole and complete in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for them. Draw them into the kingdom, Lord God. Draw them back to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to see ourselves, oh God, the reflection of who we are, and examine ourselves, Lord God. Do they see the Christ that's within us? Do they hear the love of God? Hallelujah. The sound of your spirit, oh God, flowing through us, oh God, so that they can hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you are not far from them, but you are ever so near, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you today. We just want to glorify you and magnify you. We pray for those backsliders to come back, Lord God, to come back into your arms, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them wait too late. Don't let them procrastinate, Lord God, but let them surrender, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them run any further, God, in the name of Jesus, because your eyes are in every place, beholding good and evil. You your ever-presence with us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just as David said, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I ascend in the heavens, you are there, Lord God. Wherever I am, you are there, God. I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you said your word. Hallelujah, you stand on your word. You swear by your own self, Lord God, and that you're able to finish what you begun in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, finish the work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw them back unto your arms, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and finish that which you began in them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to bless your name and glorify you for every fivefold ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, for the apostle, for the prophet, Lord God, for the evangelist, for the pastor, for the teacher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them fulfill that what you have called them to do, Lord God. Let the glory of God shine through them, and let the glory of God get all the glory, Lord God, that the works that they do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, be of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of your will, Lord God, and of your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to bless you today for Prophet Matthew. Hallelujah. We ask that you will strengthen him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that you will pour back into him all that he's poured out through the teaching and all that he's done. And no matter where he is, he's released the word, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's released the love to the people, Lord God. He's lifted the people, encouraged the people. All that he's prayed out, oh God, to the people and for the people, all that he poured out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, out of his spirit, Lord, for Tiana, Lord, and for Administrator Bryant, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, decreeing and declaring, and every word being established, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pour the virtue back in him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, fortify and strengthen him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, encourage him, Lord God, in his heart, in his spirit, Lord God, in his will and his mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift him, Lord God, in any place, Lord God, where there comes, oh God, a place of heaviness, Lord God. Let him take off that garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise every time, Lord God. Let him defeat the enemy in every area of his life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in every portion of his ministry, even the people that he pours in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as he's speaking to their lives, Lord. Let the power and the authority of the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, saturate them in such a way, Lord God, that they will stand fast, oh God, because it was spoken out of the mouth of God, hallelujah, through the prophet, in the name of Jesus, and so it shall be. Nothing shall hit the ground in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you praise, we honor you, we magnify you, we magnograph you, we exalt you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All glory is yours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We excel you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the God you arise and the enemy be scattered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All power is in your hand, Lord God, and you've released it to your believers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For truly you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the victorious one and made us victorious also, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You have defeated death, hallelujah, and the grave. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, that we have a hope after this life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will pass from death unto life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall have the inheritance of eternal life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and forever reign with you. Help us to stand and endure to the end, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be defeated in this fight, oh God, in this walk, Lord God, in this race, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us stay in our lane, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you placed us there, in our call, oh God, in our walk, in our witness, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we would move according to your will and your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but he that endured to the end. Help your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to have the mind, oh God, to endure to the end in spite of what it is. You said you would not allow any more to come upon us than we're able to bear. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're victorious, Lord God, for when it comes, Lord God, we know that you are on board, Lord God, and though it may seem like you're asleep on the boat, Lord God, like the disciples are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and the wind and the waves and the storms blew, God, and they became fearful, God, we are resting in you, God.
We are resting, hallelujah, because the Spirit of God is in us. We are resting, God, in spite of what it looks like. We are resting in you and trusting in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we will not be shaken, not moved out of our place, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will be that boat, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we will not try to steer it of our own direction. Hallelujah. Though there's rudders on it, Lord God, we will allow you, Lord God, to move it in the direction that you want it to be, Lord God. We will speak according to your will and your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just as you rose up and said, peace, be still. We speak to the situations of our lives. We speak to the trouble in our life. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Over the mind, over the trouble, over the finances, over the marriages, oh God. We say, peace, be still. Hallelujah. And the wind and the waves and the storms obeyed you, Lord God. And so it is, oh God, you told us the same thing that you gave us to do, Lord, that you walked before us to do, Lord God, to observe, to do the things you have done, Lord God, and to observe, to teach those things that you have taught, Lord God, to us, Lord God. So it be unto us, oh God, through your Spirit. You said, after the Holy Ghost come up on you, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. Dunamis power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power. Oh, God, we speak your word to heal, deliver, to set free. We speak, oh, God. We use this tongue, oh, God, not to speak death, but to speak life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the world system, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you must come in alignment with the will of God in order to have the peace of God. We speak to the minds and the hearts of the people, Lord God, that are fearful, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and of a sound mind, and show forth that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the sick today, God, that you said that above all things you would that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper, oh God, that you are the Lord God that heal us, that we can cry out, Lord, heal us, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for this is our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak to the troubled mind, oh God. You said that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's with the mind we serve you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We guard our minds and guard our hearts, oh God. We speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliverance, oh God, in the atmosphere where we are and among the people we are with, oh God. We show forth the power and the anointing that destroys yokes and breaks fetters in the name of Jesus. We pray through our homes, oh God. We eradicate every demonic spirit, oh God, that tries to take up habitation among our home, oh God, in our rooms, oh God, among our children in their rooms, oh God, even in their drawers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The hidden things, the hidden iniquities, oh God, on the technologies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind it up now, God, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Anything that tries to cross the gates and disturb the mind, to try to bring the mind in out of place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we cast that thing down, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we send it into the outer darkness now. We speak peace in the household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of wrath, strife, hatred, bitterness, oh God, contentions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, perversions, lasciviousness, oh God, anything that is of the flesh, God, you said if we walk after the flesh, we'll reap corruption, Lord, but we release, oh God, even now, God, the power and the authority of your word, God, the fruit of the spirit of love, faith, long-suffering, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, meekness, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and temperance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost rules in the household, you said wealth and riches shall be in our house. Wealth and riches, hallelujah. The wealth of love, the wealth of peace, the wealth of joy, the wealth of your praise, the wealth of your worship, oh God, the wealth of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We'll bring the richness, oh God, to our life, the abundance to our life, Lord. For you said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. So, God, we thank you right now. Father, we give you glory. Abba, we call unto you, Lord God, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. And we praise you, and we're grateful today for this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, that you reached across the waters, oh God. You touched our brothers and sisters, oh God. You touched in Sierra Leone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're blessing the ministry, the school, oh God, the church, whatever you're raising up amongst those people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your people that you have called to do greater things, oh God, greater works than you shall do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, strengthen them, bless them in Paris, Lord, bless them in Mexico, bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in Canada, in Australia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in China, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where the saints, oh God, are being persecuted in many, many places, oh God, even places we don't even know, God, but you have set your angels, oh God, to watch over them, Lord, and they're willing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to lay down their lives for their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for them, Lord God, and we pray for that leadership, oh God, that will not back up, Lord God, but will teach and preach that which you told them to preach in spite of what it said. You will give them wisdom how to go in and how to go to come out, Lord God, and you will cover them and shield them and hide them from the enemy, God, in your timing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the body of believers, the body of Christ, Lord God. We thank you for the strength of the body of Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you called us, oh God, hallelujah, and to you, Lord God. We thank you that we are the limbs, the arms, the hands, the feet, hallelujah, the neck, oh God, but we thank you most of all, Lord God, that you are the head to direct us all, Lord God, into the direction wherewith you want us to go. And Father, we thank you right now. We praise you and we glorify you. We magnify you for the strength of your people, Lord God. Strengthen the administrator, God. Restore back into everyone, Lord God, that is poured out today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the virtue of it go back into them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need of their households, Lord, every intercessor, Lord God. Draw them nigher and closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us stay on the wall and let us not come down, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We honor you and we magnify you. We bless the name of the living God. Order our steps for the steps of the righteous man. They are ordered by the Lord. And let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace in the name of Jesus. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord today. We honor the Lord. We honor the Lord today. We give God praise, glory, and honor. Yes, Lord Jesus. We honor the Lord for the presence of God, the power of God, for his goodness and his mercy towards the people of God on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're just blessing God today. We're honoring God. We know that the steps of a good man and woman of God are ordered by the Lord. So we're just blessing the Lord today. We're giving them all the praise, the glory, and the honor for what he's doing. Blessing the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. We bless the Lord today. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the prayer warriors and intercessors and all the ministry gifts. Prayer warriors, we thank God for you all as you were praying and standing on the Word of God and studying in the position of the prayers that were prayed and released over the lives of those who were listening in today. We thank God for you on today, being able to be that mouthpiece, to be able to speak and decree and declare the Word of God in free course and in the things of the Lord today. So we blessing God for you on today, you. We're just asking and decreeing that the Lord will restore the virtue back into each and every one of you that poured out. What you poured out, we ask the Lord that we turn it back to you a thousandfold, back into your spirit and back into your heart, back into your life, back into your home, and back into your family for what you released over this prayer time and over the line. We ask God to restore the virtue back into you on today. And I just thank the Lord. I want to share something from the Word of God on today. Thank you, intercessors, once again. Bless you, intercessors, once again. What God has done. And I want to draw this home to many of you. I had this vision, and this is what the Lord gave me. He said, tell the people, too many people are on the fence of life. They're on fences. And he said, those who are on the fence of life are going to miss the momentum that's coming. He said, there's going to be a great shaking in our United States government. It's going to be a great shaking. I'm talking about in our U.S. government. The United States government is going to receive a shaking. And it was so clear as day. It's kind of, when the Lord was speaking to me, it hit me with a spirit of startled. I was startled by this. And when I was startled by it, it shook me up. It really shook me up. It startled me. Because the last time I mentioned about something in the government, which was January 6, 2021, I told the people after January 5th that something's going to hit our government. But this particular shaking, it's going to shake. It's going to really shake and rock. The nation is going to rock the nation. And people of God, let me back up and break it down like this. Let me back up and give it to you how God gave it to me. He said, there are a lot of people on the fence of life, and they're not following the momentum of Him, the real for them. And he said, God speaks to me in a voice. He doesn't speak to me as prophet, so he speaks to me. The voice I hear from the spirit realm when God sends the angels of the living God to speak to me, I'll put it like that. It's the voice that they speak, it's the voice of the rhyme. It comes in the tone of the rhyme. And the voice said, there is momentum in the land, but too many people are on the fence, so they're wavering. They're wavering. And he said, but momentum is coming. It's being released. My momentum is being released. Thank to God, intercessor, administrator Brian. But they're wavering. And they're missing the momentum. So many of you who are ministry gift preachers flowing in the prophetic realm, you're not missing it. Your sound is so pivotal to the earth realm now that the enemy is trying to confuse you into thinking that you're not being heard. You're not being heard. You are being heard, but there's a strong force in the land that's trying to interrupt what you are speaking and saying. But this is how the spirit is interrupting you all. So you're going to need this recording. It's interrupting you by making you feel in your spirit you're not being heard. So that spirit is interrupting you to make you want to stand back or quit or stand down or feel that you're not being heard by anybody. That's a lie. That spirit is trying to interrupt your place in God in the spiritual realm. He said, you are impacting people's lives, nations, and lives are being touched. He even had to bring it back to me in this place. Why would people visit your house or with your residence? Why would they visit your residence if you're not impacting a nation? So the enemy, he will come into you in your quiet time. He'll make you feel like nobody don't want to have nothing to do with you. Nobody ain't hearing me. I'm all by myself. Be playing on a pity. And then you feel like, you know, God, where you at in this? No, no, no. Stop it. The Holy Ghost told me, stop it. Literally, the Lord said, stop this. Stop this. You're just like an Elijah. You in a cave. You took out 850 prophets. You know, a day's journey, you end up in a cave with your pity. No. Many of us, we're flowing in a momentum in the land, and it's impacting people. You know what the problem is? You feel that you're alone and you did this. You didn't do this by yourself. The enemy is taking leadership, leaders, men and women of God, and keeping us away from each other so we don't talk, we don't communicate, we don't speak, we don't socialize, because it makes you feel like, oh, you're by yourself. I don't want to talk to you. And here's the biggest lie he play on you. Here's the biggest lie. Well, if I tell somebody how I feel, they'll think I'm crazy. No, they ain't, because they feeling exactly the way you feel, and they're waiting for you to go first. I'm waiting for you to tell me, man, this stuff in my mind is playing with my mind. Man, my short-term memory is acting up. My long-term memory, they playing on all of those things. And those are sensory that the enemy is playing. And so he's using fragmented thoughts, deviate us from his presence being released. So while the spirit man is manifesting itself in us, the flesh man wants to play on us. While the spirit man is manifesting in us, the flesh man wants to play with us, against us. It's doing it. And so, unusual. You know how you get, you know how you get a false person that's of high profile, of status, they inbox you, and you reach out to them, and you find out that it's a phony, and you be like, okay. And you get excited, and you think it's you're real, and you find out it's a counterfeit. But when you get a real inbox from a real person who just heard you randomly and really heard you and say, there's something about you, that's when you know God is making a move. That's when you know the Spirit of God is dwelling. Because this real person is real for real. So God is moving over the lives of his people. But there are spirits that are in the earth realm. Especially when you talk about Nephilim and you start talking about demonic principalities and Nimrod and Jesuit order and Masonic signs and cults, and you start dealing with these different sororities and societies, and you start tapping in and you're breaking through on behalf of the people you're watching. I was sharing, me and Administrator Brian, we were almost there. This time we were able to hit the devil off. Look at someone said you had to hit the devil off. you have to hit the devil off. This time we were able to hit the devil off because we were prepared for the enemy. People got prepared for the enemy because they don't have proper covering. They're doing their own thing. Now, listen to this, Pastor Wylanda Brown. They're using your name, but they can't use your oil. You have people that wants to use your name, but they don't have your oil to really protect them. Now, let me share this with somebody who don't understand what I just said there. In 2010, when I went through the major shaking in my life, and then I had the divorce in 2012, I had Bishop Rand Allen covering me. He was just covering me. Another Allen, him, was covering me. And the hit at that time, I shared it with Mother Allen. I was afraid to share it with him. And Bishop Allen said this to me, I quote, you can write this down. He said, Lorraine, I'm not mad. I'm not upset with what you did. I'm hurt because you didn't allow me to cover you because I could have protected you. That stuck with me. That's been in my life ever since then. He said, I'm not upset by what happened. I'm upset you didn't let me know so I know how to cover you while you were going through it. See, I could have covered you as a father instead of this spirit now launching against you. So what people don't understand, saints of God, is that go ahead, be a renegade, do your own thing, but I rest assured, don't call me to get me into that fight and think I can help you. Don't think I can jump in and change the atmosphere when you cause the fire. Because see, in this season that you're in, offense, when the wind blows, offense shakes. Only hold on so long. But when the tsunami comes, there's a wind that blows. The fence bends, and whatever's on the top falls to the side. And we have a lot of people that are on fences, thinking at any moment I could jump on this side. Oh, this month I could jump on that side. It's not working in this season. There's a wind blowing, and this illusion that's hitting people, and the delusion that's working on the mind of the people. You have to know if God told me, not your God, that we're supposed to serve from eternity, and that's the God in us. Because you have a lot of people, and I'm telling you, you write this down, put this as a point. I'm going to put this as exhibit A. I'm going to A, B, C, because sometimes when I get prophetic, God just opened up a portal. That suicidal spirit in the layer, and many don't even know about it. Some people do, some are here. You're gonna see it. You're going to see it. We are in a chaotic time. I'm being nice with the word chaotic so you'll understand what I'm sharing with you, what's leading you up. Daniel prayed, Daniel chapter 10. And I'm going to show you how powerful some of you are today. I'm going to show you the power that you have in your mouth. Daniel chapter 10, turn that with me. I want some of you to hear this is a powerful word for somebody today. That's why I called my message yesterday on Facebook the drive-by message. Do you know everything is upside down now? Everything is upside down. Now, in 2019, if you was in a car doing a drive-by, you would consider shooting somebody. You remember that? Drive-by. That was just in 2019 and part of 2020. It was considered drive-by what? Now, you hear people talking about a drive-by. Everybody is doing a drive-by. See, we're in an upside-down world. You see? Everything is upside down. So you have to understand where you're at. You're in an upside-down world. Really, you're right side up, but it's upside down. In 2020 and 2019, if you, a black man, walked in a Wells Fargo, a Chase bank, in any bank with a mask on, you wouldn't leave there alive. You wouldn't leave there without handcuffs on you. You wouldn't leave there being found on a carpet somewhere. See, you follow me? Now, we're in an upside-down world. You can go walk into the bank. You can walk into anywhere with a mask on. Matter of fact, you can walk in a bank with a mask on and a hoodie on with dark glasses. You see how we are in an upside-down world? Everything is just the opposite. It's totally opposite of things in the land. So you're in an upside down world system. Now, I'm gonna say this while the Holy Ghost is dealing with me. I'm gonna propose this question to all of you believers on here, and those who are halfway believers, and then the one who believe in it, and you ain't really believing, but you just on the edge of believing. You know, how is it that you can listen to a Luciferian tell you about what's going on in the world and you serve God, but you listen to the Luciferians over God? How's that? How can a Luciferian, a man that don't believe in God, don't serve your God, don't believe nothing about your God, don't want to do it, don't want to follow anything about your God, can influence you against your God? I'm just leaving that out there for some of you to think. A Luciferian, he can give you his medical, he can give you his scientific, all of these research. Now, these are Luciferians. These are people who serve Lucifer that made a covenant against God. But they can say anything to you as a saved. I'm going to call most of these people crankified because a lot of folks ain't saved. The crankified people, and they can influence you and change your job. That's like their phone. They can say one thing to you, and Luciferians can affect your whole life. Think about that, because a lot of us have been affected by these Luciferian spirits. And you know what, Luciferian, go study it, it'll tell you what, and then go deep into their what they do as it relates to blood sacrifice, fetus sacrifice, bestiality, perversion, all of these people, they love that kind of stuff. That's that. Those Luciferians, those people who are in those ancient society, ancient thing. You know, there's that spirit in the land. All right, let me go to the word of God while it's in my spirit. Here we are. I'm gonna read verse Daniel chapter 10, the book of Daniel. A very powerful book in the Old Testament. Now, can I do a 10-minute teaching for some people? It's going to be just about 10 minutes. This is going to be a 10-minute about Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and then Daniel. Write these numbers down. It's going to help you real quick. And you'll understand how Old Testament concealed can be Old Testament revealed to you if you really open up your heart. So if you look at the book of Isaiah, now I'm taking you to Daniel, but I want to break down Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and ultimately the book of Daniel. And how in their writing, in these particular writings here, these are considered major prophets in the Old Testament. So you have 39 books in the Old Testament. Now, we're not even talking about stuff that doesn't even exist in the Bible. And when you're dealing with ancient studying of what the catechist, the canon, some of the other orders, the words that have been taught, most of it have been taught, broken down in sacred codes. So between Arabic and Hebrew, ultimately Arabic, Hebrew, German language, Greek, Latin, and then colonial, and English, and then ultimately what we get in terms of translation. You get many translations of writing. So when you read Daniel, I'm questioning, when you break through the books of law, and then you go into the books of history, and then you deal with poetic and prophetic books. That's what you get as it relates to the 39 books. You got to understand that there's a 39 books, 39 books in Old Testament, or what they call Old Testament. Any of you study the Septuagint Bible, it gives you a different writing, the Septuagint Bible. The Gideon Bible gives you a different. Tyndale gives you a different. The Wesleyan book gives you a different. So you have different cases. So out of all of them, you have to be able to open up the light in you. Now, I'm taking you outside of the norm of religion right now. You got to open up the spiritual light in you, the spiritual light that's in the dark place. And it opens you up to revealing what's been hidden or sacredly not been revealed in these particular writings. So there's a changing of a word and a changing of a line item. So many people are confused to what's said or what's been told or what they read. And so in the translation of the Old Testament being concealed, called divine, the theology. Ology, the word ology, is really the word study. So theology, Christology, pneumatology, soteriology, hersiology, eschatology, psychology, physiology. These are all studies in those areas. There's talking about studying in those areas. So when you read it from theology, divine study of God, divine, you have to understand how all origins, people, are origins where people learn from their culture, their background, their nation, their denomination, their nation, their melon. So you learn from them. But if there is an infiltrator that infiltrates what you're studying to bring you into their culture, background, melon, their God or their deity, they add to what you learn. Now, let me share this with somebody. Every 100 years, that's a whole century. So between a century to another century, most people don't understand anything past another century. You following me? Anybody stand with me? So on April 9th, 2021, the ancient family of Prince Philip, his bloodline ends. His generation ends. Now, his grandsons and his grandchildren, they still go on. But his reign ends. So he leaves at age 99. He's gone. He's no longer here. He leaves the earth. So he's no longer here. 1921 to 2021. He didn't make it 100 years. Didn't make it. If you ever notice and you go down in history, if you study history of well-known people who are part of different orders, go just Google it. I'm just trying to give y'all some teaching so when I lead you up to this, you'll understand. If you ever notice, they never make it to 100 years. They'll never make it. You see them get to 99, but you never see them make it for 100 years. There's a mystery behind that. They never make it to 100. They never make it to 100 years, period. Go study some of these well-known rich people and secret and noble birthers. They never make it to 100. Some, they make it to 80. Some of them, their children may leave before. They may leave in, at an early age based upon how these spirits use them. I would call them Nephilim, how they've been used by spirits. They never make it to 100. I mean, they never make it. What am I sharing? So every century, a whole century, we don't know what happened in that previous century. What have they done, laws, regulations, rules? Because most of it is hidden. Most of it has been miseducated. You have been miseducated, so you don't even know. You know, half of you don't even know what happened in the bloodline. So you don't know. Because it's been hid, stolen, de-taken from you. So you don't know the power and the authority that you walk in, or let me put it like that. Now, write this down so somebody can be blessed with this. Most of us are carrying the oppressor blood instead of the royal blood. Woo, I'm about to preach now. Because two people say, most of us are carrying the oppressor blood and not the royal blood. Would you like me to put it like this? Most of us are carrying the oppressor sound while we're carrying the royal blood. You're carrying the oppressor sound, but you have the royal blood inside you. So you don't know who you actually are in the royal line. So you hear the oppressor speak, and you're carrying the oppressor sound instead of the royal blood. So you don't know that your sons and your daughters are carrying bloodline of greatness, but you have been caught in the bloodline of the oppressor sound. So you can't walk in the authority that you want to walk in because you're carrying the oppressor sound while you're carrying the royal blood. Because most of us, what the church world is trying to do right now, it is going to be impossible for any pastor to go back to the pulpit the way they do. They'll die. In a year, they'll be dead. 5 months, they'll be dead. Because you can't go back to the oppressor sound. God won't let it happen in this. He will never let it happen in the universe again. We will not go back to the oppressor way. You can't. He shifts the time, just like he did Exodus 14 is 12 through 14 is just like 2021 or 2020. The same thing. We went through the same thing. He sends a sign to Pharaoh. Pharaoh refused to obey. He sends a plague in the land. This time, he sends a sign to Pharaoh. Pharaoh don't obey. That's what Pharaoh does. Pharaoh creates virus. God is the only one creates. Now listen to this. God is the only one that creates a plague. Man creates viruses. He'll create a plague in the land. See, what the enemy wants to do, better hear me today. I mean, y'all better hear me today because you can't sleep at night because you can't oppress the sound. You can't move today because you can't oppress the sound. That's why you got double-minded people that carry the oppressor sound. The sound of the oppressor. You carrying royal blood, but you carry the oppressor sound. So anything the oppressor does, you move out of the way of the oppressor. So simply everything that's happening is based upon the oppressor. It had nothing to do with, oh, God, the Lord letting this happen to me. No, he's not letting that happen to you. You're letting the oppressor defeat you. That's why he fights me. But I don't quit. Isn't it interesting? The devil fights you, but you don't rush it down. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Faith is a sound. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So we try to fight the oppressor. And you lose because you're fighting flesh and blood.
This is not a flesh and blood. I don't have time for those oppressor sounds. If I tell the oppressor, listen to this. If I tell the oppressor that I'm not going to do it, why would I sit there and they tell me this is what I'm going to do? Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, fine. Go do what you're going to do. You're not going to use my body to do it. Some people say you're not going to use my body to do it. I know what you want to do with my body, but you're not going to use it. See, that's what you got people. They want to tell you what they're going to do to your body. So you are listening to the oppressor sound, but this is your body carrying royal blood. Instead of you going on and doing what you need to do with your royal blood, you want to sit there and argue with a person about your body. All right, let me move on down. Somebody come catch this before the prophet busts to move on this line real quick. Anyway, so to understand where you're at mentally and physically, you're in the time of the royal blood sanctuary. The royal blood released or manifested. It happened to be you in the year of the lock. You were in the year of the lock. You're in the lock. That's why when the Jesuit order took the Gregorian calendar in 1600, and they changed the times and the times and the times, you were put in that order. So you don't know exactly what Gregorian calendar. Even they mess with Greek and Hebrew words right now. They're messing with Greek Hebrew words, and they also messing with what is the other one now in the land? They twisting the timetable. So they twisting timetable, and even Judaism calendars of events. Some of us are close to it, but we're not even close. So you have to pick up this in the spiritual realm of what's happening. Most of what we see is in the natural, but it's already manifested in the spiritual. You just have to know that what God is doing, he's doing it in the royal blood. He doesn't move outside himself. Let me share something with you. I said this to people. See, while people are trying to promote your embarrassment, celebrating your greatness, look at what he did with Israel. Look what he did with Israel. He allowed their rebellion caused them to go through temporary punishment. That was just temporary. It's only temporary punishment. And so in the temporary punishment, we understand it. Paul talks about it in Romans 8 and 12. I reckon and consider the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that should be revealed in you. So every time you go through the temporary punishment, it reveals the glory after that in the time of refreshing. Too many people don't want to come out to the time of refreshing because they've been trained by the oppressor sound to stay oppressed. Look at this generation. That this generation is moving in such a quick and accelerated way. If your mind is moving, you're moving in acceleration too. Genesis already told you you're going to move in acceleration. 1,000 years is one day. Your one day is 1,000 years. In the evening, in the morning was the first day. In the evening, in the morning was the second day. In the evening, in the morning was the third day. Evening, in the morning was the fourth day. So you notice that you said in the evening, in the morning was the first, the second, the third. So you are in a pivotal time, but too many people are following the oppressor sound. And matter of fact, most of the people that died last year died under the umbrella of the oppressor sound, even with pre-existing things. If you survived last year, you escaped the oppressor sound. Because you're carrying the royal presence or the royal blood. You can be one or two. You can carry the royal blood or the royal sound. You can be one or the other. The royal blood or the royal sound. You can be in that connection. Those, and we're not taking away from those who were in the presence of God. They just going on to the great crowd of joy. They're cheering us on. So those who left in God, the only thing they're doing is cheering you on. They're cheering us on. So we have to understand what is happening now. Look at quick people. Look at quick they throwing everybody off. Okay? April, 9th, 2021. Philip is gone. The funeral is over. Everybody moved on. Folks didn't forget. But those who understand the noble birthday, those who understand the Jesuit order, those who understand the colonial system, you have to know. Isn't it interesting? Now they're getting ready to try to make Washington, D.C. a state now. They try to bring Washington, D.C. into statehood. That's the first time in the history of them, a statehood. So they're actually trying to make Washington, D.C. a state. See, you got to understand all of the underlying. And then they got laws on the book right now where they're trying to take a blood sacrifice, where you got these little boys and little girls that they can use them for their sacrifice. All of these things that happen. So what you're listening to is far deeper than this. See, the believers, we only taught to charter the Bible but not charter the court. Oh, I'm blessing somebody. Yeah, would you want to write that down? We only taught to charter the Bible but not the court. Come on, somebody write that down. We only taught to charter the Bible but not the court. See, in the court, it takes us beyond the actual sound of what man told you into the presence of what God revealed to you. There's things that God is taking us into that far greater than our mind could ever fathom. You ain't confused. You just limit your mobility because you're listening to the oppressor sound. Are you being blessed today? Are you being blessed? So you have to be able to move. That's why when people are trying to connect with me, I ain't even want to go out like this, but let me do it. Those who are trying to marry me, you're not going to bring the oppressor sound in the presence of a royal bloodline. I know you. Yeah, I already know you. When you listen to the sound of people, you listen to the sound of them. And like I did years ago when my auntie was in the church, you need a wife. And I fell for the okey-doke, such as you said, prophet ain't fall for the okey-doke. I ain't slow. I don't fall for the okey-doke. I'm not falling for the okey-doke. So you can tell me all you want to tell me because you feel I don't fall for the okey-doke. I'm better than that. I've been in the world. I'm just in the world. But I ain't slow. Because you said he ain't slow. That's the thing. Let me move on. So to understand dealing with in this time is to understand you can't be on the fence. Most people who are on the fence carry the spirit of offense. But they're only on defense. Write that down. Those who carry the spirit of offense are hanging on defense. So therefore, they're not on the right, they're not on the left, they're on something that's wobbling. You got a lot of people that are wobbling along the way. And when you take a stand, then the warfare is on against you. So many of the leaders that are in position, don't count yourself out as being mentally ill, bothered, you're lonely. Shake it off. You can read that in Acts 28, I believe it is, when Paul dealt with the barbarian, when he dealt with the viper. 62nd, he was supposed to be dead, but he shook it off. Some people say, shake it off. You have to shake it off. Because where you're going now, in this window that we're in, is far greater than any other window you have experienced. And you are the one that's going to change the decade and the century for the next 100 years. You may not be here, but your presence will be here. Your blood will be here. But the oppressor sound will not be here. Because the oppressor couldn't do what they wanted to do in 2020. All of those oppressors, they did in 2020. So what they did is they just turned the channel. I learned something last night about something in our frequency, in our region frequency. And we got some mics at our church, and these mics at our church, they're new mics, they're new Shure mics, and Sure, Mike 58 or N 58. So we can't use them anymore in our church because every time we use them, when people are teaching and talking, it goes in and out. So a professional person, we call them professionals to tell us what's going on with our system, what we need to do to upgrade and do some other things with our ministry. He said, did you know in 2019 they put everybody on the same frequency? He said, so your mics, that's not the problem. So I listened to him. He went a little deeper. Now, he said something that's very powerful. He said, your mics are sure mics, but they're on frequency 9. They're on a 9 frequency. And all the other mics are on 9 frequency. So when you're teaching, they took everything in the grid. Chicago did this, and other states did it around the world. They put you on a grid whereas your frequency that operates from the satellite of just what was the word that they used, the frequency we're on. The frequency of, like, let me use the perfect, a television. Well, now your frequency have came, they brought your frequency, your and your speakers and all of your system, everything that's connected to your speakers, your mics, into that system. So they pull everything into one grid. So when you start ministering through those mics and you get interruption, it had nothing to do with the mic. It's the frequency. So we're in a world where demonic spirits are coming into one with each other, and those frequencies are trying to connect to you, and they can try to connect their grid with your anointing, and they're trying to come into one. So when you speak and you don't hear frequency, it's because of the connection that you have, or the connection in what we call the satellite, or that atmosphere. There it is, what he was talking about, the atmosphere. They shift the atmosphere. They shift our atmosphere. And you know why they shift our atmosphere? Because they know that we're not going to change our posture. They know you ain't going to change. They know you ain't going to change. They know you're going to do the same thing you've been doing for years. So after they just shift your atmosphere, most people are going to go back to the same old thing. They go back to the same old thing. Same old thing. Here I am leaving the radio station. You know, God is so powerful, thank the God. He said, he told me, I can't speak for nothing. He said, do it. Everything you're doing in your teaching, do it a different way. Next time, go by a river, teach. Then next time, go walk down the street and teach. You're throwing off the grid of your enemy. You see you in one posture. Change it. Change your posture. Change the way you do things. You know why? People don't, because I'm uncomfortable. No, you're used to, you're going back to the same old grid. It ain't that you're tired. You're known for your common way. They released a slave emancipation proclamation. They released them. Go ahead out of there. You can go free. We didn't want to, because we're used to the way things were done. We're used to being the way we are. We're used to going, we're used to seeking out the oppressor. We used to, when opportunity comes, we used to going along with the rules as norms. The United States government is giving billions of dollars away to everybody. But guess what? A normal way. So I don't want to get that. And they already told you, it's a write-out. Yeah, it's a write-out. I want to earn it myself. You ain't going to earn it. You in shutdown. Sir, you in shutdown, man. How you going to earn something in shutdown? You might as well get it free because they're getting ready to open up everything again. I'm just trying to help you out. Because we got a lot of sleepers in the kingdom. They just sleep. Just sleep if they want to. Just sleep on. What did Jesus tell his three inner circle? He said, just sleep on. Y'all go sleep on. The betrayers here. I got to do what I need to do. Just don't get enter into temptation. Sleep on. Because you have to know what is happening around you. Don't sleep over in the corner. Go on 3 furlongs away, sleep on. All I needed you to do is stay woke 1 hour. That's 60 minutes. 50 1,000 seconds. Yeah. It'll be something somewhere in that 48 to about 52,000 seconds. Yeah. But you sleep. You just fall asleep. So you got a lot of people that are sleeping. Because they're following the oppressive sound instead of the royal blood. That's why all of last year has always been about a vaccine. If I can create a sound for you, if I can create my oppressive sound, then all you're going to do is use your vaccine in your royal blood. And I can code you. I can make a code out of you. It's done. I'm just telling you what God told me. So you do what you want to do. I ain't going your route. Now, I go to the funeral. I shouldn't have said that. Let me leave it alone. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, but you got to understand where you at. Here you are, 80, 90, and your parents going to make it to 100. But your oppressor dies at 99. You at 94. You take the shot. 30 days later, you leave here. So you won't reach that pivotal point of your predecessors to make the 100 mark, to go to the next decade, the next century. I hope I'm making sense to somebody today. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying to you. I hope you're gathering this. But see, you got to remember, in 2000, in 99 and 2000, they said, you can Google this too, we're going to live longer than anybody. We're going to live long. So when they said that, these ancient spirits that dealt with Moses, when his mother had to put him in a cradle and put him out into the water, and they dealt with Yeshua when they had to hide him so that they won't find him, and many other people in the Bible. Just only a few. They just gave you a few signs. They're still doing the same. Here you are. You have already been sentenced for putting your neck on a man's head, and you need to study that one too, for 9 minutes. And then that very same day, you kill another person. Do you think that's supposed to change? So we wanted you to focus on the justice system instead of the legislative system. So you get to the legislation, you can change the rules of the justice. Y'all just missed the revelation. Would you like me to go for? See, in the courtroom of God, the legislation of God, and the 613 actual law commandments that's on the book. You know, they gave you the Ten Commandments and missed the other six. See, there are many of them that legislate the order of God's law. You follow what I'm saying? And it's making sense for some of you. Does it make sense? Or should I go a little deeper? They gave you only 10 commandments, but there were over 600 other laws and commandments. And so in those laws that you don't know nothing about and it's hidden in these secret societies, they follow those orders. So they know that you're in those other orders, but you don't know it. So they give you thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. But they never tell you the power of what thou can do, what power you have. So they give you the I am that I am. And they give you the I am that I am one. And they give you the let there be. And then they preach the one, they preach the last one in the last seven words, it is finished. Because all the rest you don't know. But you're curious of those things. So it's easy to make a state in 1947 to take your 10 people and create a state out of it. These are the call of the 10 people. Say, okay, you. We decide to give you a space. Praise the Lord. And change the dynamics of who you are. But the closer you're getting to the power, the closer you're moving into the presence, the royal bloodline, or the royal sound. All right, let me take you here and let me end. Hope this is blessing somebody. Hope somebody's getting this. Hope it's making sense to you. If it don't, just do a little more study. You'll get it. Here's what he said here in Daniel chapter 10, verses number 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. So he actually knew his name. He knew he was Daniel, but the name they gave him was Belshazzar. You know, now listen to this. You know that you have the royal, you are in the royal bloodline, but the royal sound changed your name. Is somebody getting the revelation? You know that you're in the royal bloodline, but you're carrying the oppressor name. Let me leave that alone because somebody just missed it again. All right, y'all catch up with me. Y'all catch up with me 25,000 years down the road. I'm in some century out here. Okay, I'm by myself. Some of you are with me. Anyway, so Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. See, that time appointed was long. And he understood the thing, and he had understanding of the vision. See, that's a powerful thing like that. And in those days, the 21 days that Daniel, and I'm just going to paraphrase, in the 21 days that Daniel was in fasting, he ate no pleasant food. This is not a diet. This is not a fast. This is a lifestyle that he had. 21 days, no wine, none of those things to announce he anointed himself, none of them. There was a visitation from the angel who visited him at the great river Hiddekel. His eyes were open. He looked at the home. There was a certain man clothed in white linen, new pairs, garment, body also, a burrow face with the appearance of lightning in his eyes as the lamp of fire in his arms. And his feet like the color of polished brass. And the voice, now here you go, and the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. Can you hear the sound? Touch the music, you need to hear the sound. And Daniel alone saw the vision, for the men that were with Daniel saw not the vision. But a great quakening fell upon them. So guess what? When the shaking come in your leadership, people start fleeing. But guess what? You remain there so that they fled and hid themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw a great vision. You had the vision, but those who were with you did not see the vision. They hear the sound of your vision, but when the quakening come, they take off running. And then your vision becomes greater. Because there's certain people that can't go. I'm just giving you a revelation so y'all can catch this while y'all. You're going to have to pick this up later or get the recording and hear what I'm saying. So later on, my vision becomes greater because the quakening comes. It shook. And those that were with me fled and hid themselves. So a greater vision came. And there I remained there with no stress. Now you follow me. For my calmliness, now that's being calm. Your calmness was turned into corruption. What it did now is at that time, Daniel's thoughts started getting corrupt. You know why? Because he had the vision. He understood the vision. And the enemy come to try to twist his word. So everything he was calm about, the enemy came in and started trying to corrupt him. You know, you got people that have a mind somewhere, and all of a sudden they play with your vision. He try to come in and twist your vision, make you feel like, that's what it says. Calmliness turns to corruption. He comes in and try to pervert your thought, corrupt your thought to make you feel like it. And I retain no strength. Yet I heard the voice of the word. When I heard the voice of the word, then I was in a deep sleep upon my face and my face toward the ground. And behold, just before I allowed the illusion and the delusion and the hallucination, and what I just told you, some of y'all thinking people ain't hearing you no more, that pity potty stage, get the ticket in. Just before you do that, the hand touches you and tell you, Daniel, get up. even upon the palm of his hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak, and will cast the devil out of the mind, out of your mind, and stand up unto you and stand upright. For unto thee now I am sent. When he had spoken these words, I stood trembling. And he said, then said unto me, fear not, Daniel. The vaccine will mess you up. For from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and chasten thyself before God and not after the oppressor sound, words were heard, and I come for your word. All of us, the words are in a hostile fight. You have to know that what's inside you, your royal blood, and what God has for you is going to manifest itself, period. But lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. So the angels of the living God, what you're carrying is so powerful, it takes two angels and chief archangels. We ain't talking about chief apostles. You got to get that clear. Chief archangel, the word is arche, meaning high-level, high-ranking angel. So if you're carrying that kind of sound, just imagine the high-ranking fallen angels of Nephilim coming after you. You are under a major attack, and your words are under a major attack. So your short-term memory is being tapped away. Your long-term anointing is being tapped away. People are creating illusions around you. The enemy is trying to come in and corrupt what you think, and it's not what you think, because he's trying to corrupt your thoughts. God is going to do what he said he's going to do, but the enemy is coming in to corrupt what God told you he's going to do, what he's going to do on your behalf. He is not going to stop doing what he said he's going to do. If so, spirit corrupt you. And as I told, and I call him for record. He let you know. Michael Lopez. Everybody know Michael Lopez? Yeah, Michael Lopez, one of my leaders. I pleaded to Michael Lopez, don't go over to that, them Africans over there in that conference land. Leave them people alone, Michael Lopez. I can tell it. He knows I tell it. But I say stuff. I pleaded, don't go over there, man. Leave them people alone on those conference land. And when they attack your family, we're right. I said, Mike, for 25 years since you were working with me at Jewel Foods on 80, I have not let you down one time. Now, this one, you're going to have to deal with it on your own. You know why? Because I warned you before you went over there, open up that gate. I warned you before you went over there and that stone spirit attacked you. And I try to warn people and tell sons and daughters, men and women of God, and I'm not jealous of you. I'm not insecure. I'm not trying to hold you back. I'm trying to save your life. Write that down. Prophet Matthew is not trying to hold you back. I'm trying to save your life. You trying to get on the platform that don't exist right now, a stage that doesn't have power, the arenas that are empty, go for it. You're going to be just like the rest of them. Your posture has to be in a certain place right now. They'll go for it. Do what you want to do. But the Spirit of God moving. I'm flooring. Then you got one that hands got to shake. She talked about hands shaking. Woo, my aunt, what they got to do with that? It may be Parkinson's, for all I know. Do you think that handshake is going to stop a demon? Oh, God, okay. I'm just exposing the enemy, too, at the same time. Oh, my hand is shaking. Okay. Yeah, Parkinson's handshake, too. What am I saying? You're using all of these symbols, but you don't have the frequency and the sound. And the enemy is tricking people. He's using trickery on people. Trickery. Trickery. Tricking the people. Trickery. And He tricks you. So what he does, he wear out the saints of the Most High. That's in the book of Daniel 7 and 25. You can read it. Let me share some with you over there so you can read this and understand it. In 7 and 25, so since we're out here teaching today, 7 and 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change time and law, and they shall be what? Given into his hand unto a time and a time and a dividing of time. So he does that. He changed his time. He didn't tell you to marry that person. You married them and your times were changed. Everything about you changed. The dynamic changed. He didn't tell you to take that job. He didn't tell you to go over to that ministry. He didn't tell you to step out. You stepped out and it changed the time. So you're operating out of time. Will he use you? Yeah. But it's going to cost you? Absolutely. And especially when you say God said it, then you open up the door for their deity, because that's all it is. It's another deity you open up to, because it's not God, because you wouldn't be praying and telling God to take it away, do this, Lord, all that stuff, because God don't operate. See, God don't tell you to do something and then tell you to take it away. Read Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. I hope this blessing somebody. So he says to them, your words are in a hostile fight. Why? Because in verse number, right down here, and we're still in verse number 13, but the prince of the kingdom of the Persian withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, one of the chief princes came to help me and remained there with the kingdom of Persia. Why? You have to understand, when you open up that principality, that's that kingdom realm. When you open up the principality, when you operate in, when you open it up, these demon principalities, those are fallen angels that rule over those realms. So, your example, Asechi, Selchi, Tachi is God of, should I say this? I don't know. I don't even know if I should even go out here and say this. The Luciferian. Let's just say he served the Luciferian. You hear the sound of a Luciferian and you follow it, that principality rules you. You didn't know that? No. So if you follow the sound of that kingdom or that spirit that's over them, that sound you follow. So you open up the door for that principality. That's why when you fight and you war back, those are principalities that rule your cerebellum and cerebellum. It rules you. So you're following the sound of what? You're following the oppressor sound. And so the oppressor sound controls you, and you don't follow the royal blood. So the oppressor of the principality and power in that region controls you. So go on over there and follow them if you want to. Go on over there. Well, guess what? They told me exactly what the Lord is. Let me tell you something. Hear me today. Right now in Illinois where I'm at, it's 2:42 in Illinois. Am I right, people? It's 3:42 in the East Coast. Over in the West Coast is what? It's 12:42. And in the mountain town, guess what? It's 1:42. Now, 2:42, 3:42, 4:42, 5:42, 6:42, 7:42, 8:42. So let's take that into the evening time. You going on Facebook, giving all your information. Those oppressors over there in those countries, while you sleeping, it's daytime for them. So they're going through your pages, telling you, you my wife. Get out of here. You just told all your information on Facebook. So they're up at night. All they're doing is looking at your picture, that picture that's 25 years younger. Y'all ain't ready for me. And they get in your inbox. And they time you. Okay, let me give them a week or 2 weeks, because they know you got a short-term memory. They know you ain't going to remember what you put on your page, because every day you're getting all your business. So by the time the third week comes, they can easily get over your Facebook page. And if you want me to be real with you, when they come over to my page and they see you making all those comments, right, you making all those comments, and then they hear Prophet Matthew prophesying to you, then they go back, and then one person came back. Joanne Style, I'm going to tell you, it's just Joanne Style. Oh, Prophet, do you know they said the thing? I said, Joanne Style, I'm calling people out today. Since they want to, I'm going to call it all out. Let me just call everybody out today. Might as well be free men for y'all. I said, Joanne Style, they heard you on my page. I gave you the word. What you did, they said the same thing you said, and I'm telling you, Prophet, Joanne Style, listen to me. Listen to Prophet Matthew. Listen to me, please. They heard what you said on, I gave you the word. But I'm trying to tell you, do you think these people for one time know what you're doing? Y'all follow me. Y'all better get it. I ain't scared of nobody on here. If I call your name out, I ain't scared of you. So don't think you're gonna make Prophet Matthew fearful, because I ain't scared of you. I just want you to know. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to destroy you. I'm trying to tell you to be careful. Put it, think right down. Ooh, that's a prophet. Da, 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 da. And you get excited. So how many hundreds of people come over there? And we're not talking about the ones that are actually on the page, but the ones sitting on the outside of the page. Because, see, you got people. As soon as you hit the button and come on, you can be able to write what you want down and write a prophecy. You can get the prophet. We're talking about the ones that sit on the outside. They're not on there. They come down the page, and they hit the button. They can hear your voice, and they watch your message. That's what we're talking about, the ones. Because they don't want you to know that they're copying off of your message. They don't want to know they're receiving your prophecy. They don't know that they're writing notes and gleaning from your page. I'm calling the oppressors out, too. They're coming out. They all the ones who getting your prophecy. How did he know May 25th, 2021, 20? How did he know what the president was doing with the Bible and sending the word to Queen Elizabeth? How did he know that that was going to go to the Jesuit order? How did he know that Queen Elizabeth was trying to warn her husband? We got to get that boy back to the, we got to get Harry to get that baby back here so you can make it to that 100 years. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's ancient stuff. That's ancient spirit. Those ancient spirits. We got to get him back to the castle. We got to. And his mother told him years ago, baby, listen to me. This is what you're going to do. This is the royal blood. It goes back to the original. See, that little redhead boy ain't no fool. Y'all ain't ready. He ain't slow. He ain't slow to no imagination. He ain't slow to nothing. I'm helping somebody today. Touch your people and say, Prophet is helping us today. He's not slow. He's not confused. He got as far away as he can, thousands of miles away from that. And at 99, it was it. Because we need that royal blood. Touch me and say, they want your royal blood. Now, if I want to give you some advice, start putting insurance on your children. You'll find less police shooting them, less people die. Put some insurance. The insurance industry will tell you, okay, enough is enough now. You better stop all this, man. Since you want to get your hair done and just the insurance is, what, about $9, $5-something? You want to spend that money? Well, I need every bit of my money, yeah, okay. But when the child dies, then everybody got to pay to put a funeral together. Start letting them know your community got full insurance on everybody in the community. I guarantee you won't see one person die. You won't see one police. You'll see a taser quicker than you see a gun. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm just breaking some stuff down so you can understand, because they deal with this all day. Because all they're going to do, as soon as your son and child die, they're going to put them in that morgue, and they're going to go in there, and they're going to go inside their skin, and they're going to start messing with them. That's what they do. You know that? Yeah, they know that? I'm just helping y'all out. I just want you to know. Yeah. Some people, ooh, they cut up my cousin. They, man, please, believe me. They're going inside. They're getting all of the blood, They get all of the research that they need. They don't need no more research. No research. None. This you have to understand what I'm telling you today. Your Planned Parenthood ain't they Planned Parenthood. Your medication ain't their medication. Your census ain't their census. Your neighborhood ain't their neighborhood. Your zip code ain't their zip code. Your area code ain't their area code. Your insurance in your neighborhood is different from their insurance. I'm prophesying today to you so you can know what you're up against. You know what you're dealing with. So you can pray and not be a prey. You can P-R-A-Y and not be a P-R-E-Y. I'm just warning you. Because May, my goodness, people of God, June, woo, buckle your seatbelt out. July, the weather precipitation in the land. Already, it's inside. Look at the industry. They talk about maple syrup now. All this stuff. Look at the change, the changing of the land. You are sitting there following a Luciferian, telling you what to do. Out of the world, and then you say, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and the fire of my tongue, and I hear from God. Yeah, you hear from a Luciferian. Just let me know. So you won't be Bushwinkle. That's what they say. You won't be Bushwinkle. You won't be fooled. Because you have to know. Cold symbol, sign of cold. Have y'all been blessed today? You've been blessed. I know you've been blessed. You've been blessed today? Amen. Just try to help you out. So you can be aware of what's going on in the land. Y'all taking notes? Now don't be sitting in the background not listening. You better take some notes. You don't know one day for another. You can take some notes. Glory to God. Take your notes. You can invite some other people. Don't invite them, but come on. They'll come on with that. They'll get it. But I'm trying to get the people to understand where you stand right now. So as you're exiting out of this month into the month of May and the pandemic going into June and July shifts. Now, this is going to help a lot of people too. So I gotta be authentic with people. So, and I'm not. And you do what you want to do, and you promote. Do what you want to do. Now, you know, I say this to somebody because see, I ain't dealing with y'all religious people today. But y'all religious people too deep for me. So. Yeah, this too deep for me. I'm just talking to real folks. So I'm 10 seconds countdown. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Not a real people can join me. So you have to understand what you're dealing with in terms of these spirits and what's going on. Don't you know the reptilian spirits and And these ancient spirits are meeting, looking for their royal successor. They're looking for the royal successor in the land. They're trying to choose. I told many of you last week, it's kind of global. So if you're looking at world system, the world, Asia, Africa, Northern, South America, all of these countries, those demons. So you got major territory, you got demon spirits. And this may be a little too deep for you all today, but that's okay. I just want you to see, you know, each of the planets in the universe have angels that are in charge of those planets, are like major angels in charge of the planet. So like Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, all of those universes. So in those universes, these are angels. So these fallen angels who are locked in here, in this earth man universe, they're locked in. And so all of the research that's going on and the studying of these, so Satan, when, it's like the Council of Job when he met, God met Satan, and he said, from what's coming down, from going up and down to and fro throughout the earth, he said, going in the earth. So what you're dealing with is all of these demonic have different territories that they rule over, they reign over. And in those territories that they're reigning over, God allows he allows men and women of God who carry the presence of him to move in those areas, in those places, to release the word of God or to speak and decree and declare those things. So these fallen spirits and forces that we're up against in the earth realm are these fallen angels, Genesis chapter 6, that were daughters of men. And so these spirits, they have so many years to operate in human bodies to do what they can do in those principalities and power. And so they're limited to what they can do. That's why kingdom-minded men and women of God, if you don't understand the presence and the power of God, you'll miss it. You'll miss it. So you better be careful who you bow to, who you shake the hands with. Are we looking for this symbol? We're looking for that symbol. No, you're looking for symbols. God, Jesus told them already in the gospel. Y'all looking for a sign. It's already here. You better stay in the wonders, stay in the place of God, so you'll be able to know what you're up against in terms of demonic spirit. Let me go back to my thoughts so I won't lose what I'm saying as it relates to these ancient spirits. And so the showdown, these ancient spirits have gathered themselves together, and they all are looking for a successor in this earth realm for the next century. They're looking for their successor. And anyone that appears to be a successor against them, they would eliminate. They would destroy that child, that family. Their job is to destroy the royal bloodline of the succession. So they're doing everything in their power to find the succession of the royal line. So while the devil is doing what he's doing, the power of God is doing what he's doing. And let me tell you why. Let's go over to First Corinthians chapter number 1, or First Corinthians chapter number 2. This is Paul, First Corinthians chapter number 2. Now, that's what the Word of God talks about. This is Paul here, and he's speaking to the Corinthian church. You have to understand, the Corinthian church was connected to the ancient spirit of the Astrodite. These were fallen Nephilim spirits that were in the temple, and they had prostitutes that was in these temples. And so in the hub of that area of Asia during that time, one-third or two-thirds of the people were slave already, so they was already slave people. And so in this metropolitan area or the seaport, because the seaport was always connected to the marine realm, these ancient spirits, and it was always dealing with trade, the trade center of the most important city during that time. And they had idolatry, immorality, and all of these things, largely us Gentile people, really. Gentile was never in the Bible. It was really nation, but then they made it Gentile. So they kind of put that in there. Now, several months ago, do everybody remember this several months ago? I want y'all to understand it. That was a sign, anyway, for people to really understand. But no one took it to heart. You remember the ship that wrecked in the middle of the canal going down through the seaport? I can't remember what town it was. Well, little did many of you know, that was a huge ship. It was a ship just like a Noah's Ark ship. It carried all types of things in this huge ship. Well, when it wrecked, God was really sending a symbol to the world, or to the church world, to let us know that these ancient people in them too, these were people as well. It was just no just no animals and cows and food. That was a huge ship. It was just like Noah's Ark when it wet. It was right in the seaport, going through the hub of a seaport. So there was more. They only put it in the media for a short time. The mainstream media really didn't talk about all of the other. All of the other media's talked about it, how it was sitting there for weeks and weeks. And I don't even know if it's still there now. They don't even talk about it anymore because they don't want to really tell y'all what was inside of those ships. You got to really understand. You got to really understand spirit world and spirit realms and things in the spirit realm. Somebody can look it up now, but you'll understand it. These were ancient spirits. And see, to really understand what's been carried in these demonic entities, in these demonic forces, it's far greater than our mind can fathom. So some of this stuff is maybe a little too deep for you. But give it take a couple of weeks. Do a little study when you start watching TV and turn off the Netflix and the other one and study what I'm saying. You're gonna be amazed to find out, wow, this is really going on. Yeah, sure. So all of this stuff is happening. So they're throwing all of us off because most of us, they know you're not going to study this stuff anyway. So I'm just helping you. I'm just saying today, helping you out. So these spirits are in operation. So God is really wrecking the enemy. He's really letting you see that the enemy is wrecked. He's wrecked the enemy. Okay, let me read on that. I'm almost done. Yeah, you want me to keep teaching? I'm with the last day. Keep teaching. Let me know. 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, bringing Elohim. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ. So I'm among you, but I'm not going to take on anything outside of what Yeshua does not reveal to me or he does not give me. Only that of Jesus. And him what? Crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing or charisma words, a man wisdom, but in what? Demonstration. Now, this is where some of you all are. You got to operate in demonstration of the spirit of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. So you ain't going to be able to deal with them from a carnal standpoint, but in the what? The power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, but princes of the world that come to naught. This word naught means nothing. But we speak wisdom of God in a mystery. That's what I'm revealing to you all today. I'm revealing to you the mystery of the kingdom of God. Outside cognitive. So I'm revealing to you the mysteries of the kingdom of God, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. So none of these princes knew, fallen angel, Nephilim knew. For had they knew it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, when you hear the word written here, it's already sealed. Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. It's settled. It's sealed. It's redemption. Word is settled. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the number 6 man, the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. The transformation or the word that we deal with as it relates to, I call it harmathusmadam. That's the word I use in this place, to be able to transcend oneself, to rise above the enemy's sound and maintain the royal presence of God wherever you go, to know who you are in the presence of it or the fellowship of his suffering, to be able to be connected to God in every essence of the name of the person who you are and the glory for which you are. So you have to know these principalities and power and rulers of darkness, fallen angels. When they find out who you really become, that's when you have to understand the power and the authority. If the masters of the assassins can't kill you, then the assassins fear you. They send the highest ranking demon spirit to take you out, to destroy you. Satan don't come to just play games. He comes to kill you. He's here to take you out of here. And whatever your God is at the time he takes you out, that's what he uses against you. Children, a car, a man, a house, a church, a building. He uses whatever you celebrate when he comes. Whatever your God when he comes and he takes that out, that is what controls you. That's why the word of God says when Satan came to Jesus, he found none of those things in him. So in Matthew chapter 4, verses number 11, the word of God says Satan leadeth him for a season, and the angels come and minister unto him. Anything that becomes your God becomes after. When God becomes your God, a whole different level. But those spirits, they're here to kill. They're here to destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. They're not here for you to have a party. When you compromise with them and become what they want, at the end, you're dead. You're dead anyway. At the end, you're dead. I hate to use this term. One well-known actor who passed away, they were asking about the next movie. He said, I'm dead already. Did anyone understand? What do you mean dead? I'm dead already. He was telling me. I'm already gone. I'm dead already. See, people of God, God will never leave his people ignorant of what Lucifer doing, Luciferian spirit. See, you know, people let the enemy use them, and they don't even think the enemy is using them. That's what the Bible said. Be very careful. He said, if Satan would have food almost the very elect. And then he said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof by the way of death. There are people that they don't even know they're hindering what God is doing in you. They don't even know it. They're hindering. They don't know they're hindering. So you have to deal with them in a different way as well, too. They don't even know the enemy is using them as a vessel. Make sure you ain't being one that's used by the enemy. As an enemy to the kingdom of God and figures the presence of God. All right. I hope I shared something with the people of God today to take you into the next dimension so that you will be able to know that in the courtroom of God, justice or not, that his power is far greater than anything that Satan comes to make accusation against your mind and your thoughts. He's more powerful. We can ever think of fandom. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's what we say. We just expose the devil again. He gets mad when he's exposed like this. He just opened up the archives and revealed his method here. So therefore, he's been exposed. Proverbs 6 and 30, if the thief be found, he has to give back sevenfold of the substance of his household. Use the scripture on him. You've been exposed. Return what belongs to me. He's been exposed. The power to be able to move in the presence of God for your life. Know who you are in the kingdom of God and let his will be done in your life and today. All right. We bless the Lord for the faith of God unto them. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Anyone, any questions or comments for me? Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gifts, kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord for you on today. We thank you all. And some of y'all sat still. Y'all didn't even move. Y'all followed me. Y'all stayed with me on today. I hope you took notes because I got to go back and hear some of the stuff I say because when God starts speaking to me, I got to go back and grab that note and grab that point. So I hold on to the points and the notes. So I have to go back too because when he speaks to me so fast. I got to try to catch up with that word, and I got to say, did I say that? Would that really, because it's not me, it's the Spirit of God using it. All right, one more time. Star 6, you got a comment, a question. This word blessed you. It'll give you clarity of what's going on in the land. Give you opportunity to say that as well, too. Amen. Bless the Lord for you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. God
hello?
You, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. I was on and off the line, but I tried to hang in there from 12 o'clock, man. This is Brother
bless
John
you.
Prophet from Mattoon. Man, you got deep
bless
there.
You
got deep with them angels, man. I enjoyed it. I got a text from a friend of mine told me to get on the line because I changed phones. I still got your number, but I didn't have a prayer line number. So you need to text me your schedule, you know, for what nights you come on and what day because I didn't know you come on Wednesday at noon.
Yes. Amen.
Well, when you get a chance, you know, have somebody to text it to me or whatever, email.
We will definitely get that to you.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I still got those cufflinks for you and your feed. So I know you're busy. So I'm holding on to it.
Amen. We're gonna
after August now.
Huh?
After August, I'm gonna spend it. My birthday is August 21st. I turned 70 years old, and so I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that change. And also something on a serious note, can I give a prayer request?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay, this is what
they
listening. Okay, at my brother's church, one of his members got twin daughters, and one of them married another woman. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. Then there was another pastor in Milwaukee, his daughter married a woman, and she died, and he's going through. And then another bishop I met, his daughter just married another woman, and they praying that she would come to her senses because she was saved, you know, growing up. And he went to the wedding, he said, because that's his daughter. He said, I didn't approve of it, and she know where me and her mom stand. And so he wanted us to pray for him that she'll come to her senses or whatever, and they'll get a divorce or whatever you got to do. So that's three steps like that. And I was thinking about it when I was coming from Champaign back to Mattoon. I was listening to you about 12:30, 12:45, and I said, I'm going to call in. So I had to get off, but I'm back home to hear the whole conclusion. So have them to pray for those three families.